formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly Talk Radio Review, an overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio from the perspective of the folks that share the air with me. Every weekday, it's the DJV group. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner are here with the stories. I think we have to start, ladies, with a discussion of COVID, the freedom from, well, is it freedom from? That's the question. Is it freedom from, freedom of, freedom for those who are vaccinated? There's still a lot of people who don't want to get the shots. But yet there's a lot of enhancement. The state of Ohio is offering $1 million in weekly prizes from their lottery in order to get the vaccine. The feds are trying to get, what is it, 70% of the country vaccinated before the 4th of July? Is that the number?
One shot, yeah. 70% of Americans should have one right. of the jabs by right. July 4th.
But isn't the biggest thing this week the fact that those of us who are fully vaccinated don't have to wear masks anymore?
Yes.
And really probably
that's the
don't
quote
have to
unquote
wear.
Freedom that everybody's been waiting for, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what everybody's been. If you're an anti-vaxxer, anti-masker, whatever, you know, the people who have got the vaccine and are, in my opinion, doing the right thing by the public health, then yeah, this is the reward that we were promised, and I'm really happy that it happened. It's just
I
you know,
think
it's,
a lot of people. Not to you know, my job is to poo all over it. but I think a lot of people
Help
say that this is where the messaging got bungled and that this is what it should have been all the time, that if you get vaccinated, you can wear the mask or you can get rid of the mask and you can go back to living a normal life. And I think what for so many people, it's like, what took so long? And we remember
yeah.
when just a few weeks ago, Joe Biden and his administration were saying that the people in Texas who are removing a mandate of masks were Neanderthals. And so what changed? You know, and that's the question. And this is what's unfortunate, and it's happened on
well,
both
that was
sides
unvaccinated.
Of the aisle.
He didn't say Neanderthals. He said Neanderthal thinking. There is a difference.
Yeah,
but he
well.
Said there is. No, but there is. If,
fine,
if Trump
not
said
dragging
it,
knuckles,
defend,
but they're if,
yeah,
if
but
they're not
you
dragging
would,
knuckles, but they're thinking like
he would parse it out if Trump had said something like that. So I'll take the other side. But yeah, he was talking. But that was aimed at unvaccinated people not wearing a mask. That is different. That's not what they're saying now. I do agree. I think the CDC has been playing catch up with
irregular.
The rest of it's been irregular, it's been all over the place. Yeah, and then it just seems like the rest of us are ahead, and then they catch up kind of, it's like California, they're trying to catch up now to how the rest of the country has been living, and we're, you know, if you're doing it the right way and you're getting vaccinated, then you should be, the reward is you go out and you live your life, and you don't live and die by a mask anymore.
So, and I would think even more than the reward, because I think that is one element to human behavior, right? We want, if we do something, we want a reward. But I think what has been so ridiculous is trying to tell people the vaccine works, but then still having the images of Biden and everybody around him with the mask on, even though they've been vaccinated. And so when you're trying to tell people it works, then you have a lot of people who are skeptical going, well, if it works so well, why are you wearing a mask?
Right. And then, you know, my husband went to a Yankee game last week, and he's fully vaccinated. He went with a buddy who's also fully vaccinated. And there they are sitting, the two of them together, spaced out because, you know, they have the stadiums all spaced
their
out.
Masks
no
on.
One's are, no one's allowed to remove their mask. They already had taken their temperature. They proved that they had their vaccine cards. It's like, okay, well, what's the point then?
Yeah. I thought it was interesting as part of all of this coming back online, if you will, that Broadway tickets have gone on sale.
Because they're going to New York.
But they're not going to open to full capacity until September 14th.
Well, they're not opening at all until September 14th.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was
No, they
so
have.
So why aren't they opening until September? If all of this stuff, if movie theaters can open up.
Because Broadway shows have so many moving parts, and there's unions involved. There's so much more involved to getting everybody back up and running. They have contracts that they have to renegotiate. It's a long process.
Get back into rehearsals.
Yeah.
I mean, everything fully shut down. There. Yep. Yeah.
It's not like a movie theater where you just turn on the projector or, you know, plug in.
But you know, what that speaks to, how we so overreacted to all of this. Everything that we've said so far in our opening remarks about COVID is a... And in my mind, is a testament to being to having these government agencies. Everybody says, "Well, we rely on their guidance," and they were unprepared, and they still really aren't with it. Even though I guess it's easy to criticize because this was something they hadn't encountered before, or that's what they tell us. But yet, there have been plenty of COVID experiences in the last 9, 10, 12 years. There's been COVID stuff. Not as serious
not to
as
this level, though.
But you know, it's still.
But in a densely as a New Yorker, I mean, as a in a densely populated city, the most densely populated in the country, stopping the spread of the virus was the only thing. That was the best thing we could do until a vaccine came along. So I know it's easy for someone in Massachusetts on a farm to say that it was an overreaction.
Well,
but
I just think the whole economy,
really,
looking at everything that sort of fell
apart.
Well,
that's very Monday morning quarterback. That's easy to say.
I said that at the beginning. I went back in March of last year. You listened to what I said. I said, "What are we doing? Why are we jumping off?"
Yeah. I mean, this is the question. I mean, yes, New York shut down. Maybe they felt like that was their only choice, but did it work? I mean,
well,
thousands of people died.
So, right.
In California,
a lot more would have died.
I mean, I'll use my own point of reference. California, after it shut down, had the worst spike because they were sending people home. And people were not getting sick out. They were getting sick at home. So it was like, I mean, as much as we were locked down and locked down tight for a year, it was totally bungled because people still ended up dying. It was the wrong, in trying to save people, they actually ended up killing people.
Well, we still have a problem with teachers' unions in some of the big cities. Because the schools are not open and the unions are saying we're not going to go back to school, all these people should be fired. They just should.
You guys,
all
remember, I saw the largest school union, the teachers' union, I think has already has pushed to open schools. I just saw that.
That
headline.
Was after they got some bad press this week. So the AFT is, I think, the second largest teachers'
American
union.
It was one of the big
Federation
ones.
Of
yeah,
teachers.
Yeah, and so they're the ones who were criticized, and so was the CDC because the CDC had said it was safe to open schools. The AFT gets involved. They send them a memo. They say, "Nope, not safe to. We're not sending anybody back to school." The CDC revises their guidelines. Using words verbatim from the teachers' union. And so the CDC is being criticized because it's like, okay, are you guys following science or are you following political interests? And so that's been a criticism this week. The head of the AFT, I think her name is Randy Weingarten, she was on Fox News this week, and she said, well, it's Donald Trump's fault that the schools haven't reopened.
Oh,
it's Fox News' fault that the schools haven't opened, and we are not going to reopen. Well, she got so much heat for that interview.
That's a stupid
statement. Thursday, all of a sudden, the AFT is like, well, maybe we were wrong. Maybe it is time to get back. Like, come on. I mean, everybody needs to just be a little more consistent. Try not to let politics infiltrate public health. But do you guys happen to remember, like, I don't know, I was probably going apoplectic about this a few months ago, where Gavin Newsom decided because he was feeling the heat of the recall at the time, that he wanted to be able to tell people that that he got the schools back open again. And so to do that, he incentivized any school. They would get money from the state if they reopened, even if it was only for 1 minute. You remember that? And I was going nuts. I'm like, these schools could open for 1 minute. They're going to get millions of dollars from the government. Well, apparently that actually happened. And the San Francisco School District is now taking criticism. That was a story in California this week where they took $12 million from the government, and they only opened for 1 day of instruction.
Wow.
Instruction.
And closed down again.
Jeez.
All right, in a moment, we're going to find out. We're going to follow the number three item this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, the top 10 stories. We'll try to touch on as many of them as possible. The charts for the week of May 10th to the 14th in our focus here. From the DJV perspective, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here. I'm Doug Steffen at 15 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
17 after the hour. Okay, number three this week is the story of the Colonial Pipeline hack. And as a result of that, on the East Coast, gas went crazy. Virginia, folks are paying $7 a gallon. Yes,
what?
You heard that correctly.
No.
$7
a gallon. $7?
Because all the gas stations didn't have any gas. So,
yep.
Wow. Supply and demand.
$7 a gallon. Thank you very much. And the guys got away with it. They paid, what, $5 million in crypto?
Isn't there a law against that, price gouging? Right?
But it wasn't even, I mean, for them, right? It wasn't even gouging because there was no gasoline left in the state. So it wasn't even like, you know, like masks. We said, you know, like people were like, oh, here's $1,200 for my little blue mask. Take it when the pandemic broke out. It's just, I mean, they had gas lines. They had stations shutting down. I mean, this was pretty much it.
Well, it's when you think about it, we're subject to, I guess that's the lesson of living in a society that's built on the profit motive, much as anything else.
The thing that dinks is that we were energy independent. Now it doesn't seem, now we're not headed in that direction. So
I think exactly. Okay, so let's go back to number two here for a moment, which is about Liz Cheney. You want me to talk about her, or should you talk about her, Jennifer?
You love her, so go ahead.
Yeah, haven't you talked enough about her this week?
By the way, I've done an unofficial scientific poll, and remember, like, everybody's like, oh, well, she's the one who's the lesbian daughter of Dick Cheney. My mom believes that, too. I believe everyone in the country does.
Everyone
really
thinks who Liz Cheney is.
Right.
I fully did. I was like, well, you know, she's a lesbian. Nope, wrong sister.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe there's not much more to say about it. She
Well, there's more than that. Go ahead, tell the story.
Yeah, no, the positions, you're number three in the leadership positions on the Republican side. And so they decided to oust her from that. And it looked like, at least from what I could see, even though I thought that was a waste of time, this woman, Stefanik, who's supposed to go into that position, looks like a ne'er-do-well. And Cheney's going to turn this around and eat some of the Republicans because they'll recreate, whether it's a third party or something. There are enough people who are Republicans or who used to be Republicans, I guess maybe I'm one of them, who are tired of the way things are going, the one-way thinking, it's our way or the highway. Maybe
didn't
that's the way.
Did she get a standing ovation? I know the headlines were all about her being booed when she gave that final speech, but she also got a standing ovation too from other people who still support.
Yeah, but the problem.
So
this is what is so wrong with the news headline. That speech she gave, there were only like three people in the chamber, and they stood
up.
It was, you know, they have no.
All right, what's
trending?
Up next here, it's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks that have the presence of mind Monday through Friday on the DJV program. Many of you hear that program on the same station to carry the countdown. So we have a number of trending items that Jay Kirshner pays attention to on our DJV social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, whatever it is. So you asked a question online, Jay, is it rude to ask somebody if they've been vaccinated? What sort of listener response you get to that?
It was pretty much across the board. Some people were saying, yeah, it's absolutely rude. Other people were like, I don't care either which way. Peggy Lou McGowan said, I could care less. I'm not getting the vaccine. Helen Bisham says is absolutely rude. Sean Watson brings up vaccine shedding and says, yes, you should be able to ask people because
what does that mean,
vaccine
shedding? What does that mean?
Hasn't it been proven that this vaccine doesn't have the vaccine shedding? It's when somebody gets a vaccine and some of their symptoms are contagious. Or the side effects?
You mean like what the Yankees experienced this week?
No.
No, that was
Yankees,
getting COVID,
COVID.
All right,
so explain. Somebody help me understand what happened with the Yankees. They had all the members of the team were vaccinated, yet eight members of the team are testing positive.
Well, I don't get that. They all got J&J, and you can still get COVID if you have a vaccine, and, you know, J&J has a lower...
Is it J&J, though? Is it
They all got away from J&J. Well, no, it's not that. It's only one of the eight had any symptoms at all. So you can still get the virus if you've had a vaccine. You just won't get sick from it, and you won't die from it. That's the point of getting vaccinated. So you can still
Most people don't think that. Most people don't think that's science.
That's the truth. That's just how it is.
I understand that, but most people do not think. They think when they get the shots, they will not get
Well, you may not know. Look, the bottom line is seven of the eight Yankees never would have known they even had COVID if they hadn't be if they didn't have to be tested all the time. So most people will, some people will get COVID and not even know they have it. And if you're not getting tested, because why would you really, unless you're flying somewhere? So, you know, that's going to happen. But there, seven of the eight had no symptoms at all. The problem, though, is that they only got J&J about 2 weeks ago. And J&J has now updated that guidance that you need a full month after your J&J one-dose shot. You need a full month to build up full immunity. So if you've only had 2 weeks, which the Yankees had, then, you know, it's possible that you're going to get COVID.
All right. So, meanwhile, Anthony Anderson from Black-ish and To Tell the Truth says you can trust the vaccine. That's good to know. Next up on the question board, Jay, at what age is it appropriate for a child to be on social media? I thought the question was going to be at what age is it appropriate for a child to get a shot? Well, maybe we take a shot at both of those. Anyway, what do we...
Yeah, with Facebook wanting to start an Instagram that is garnered towards the 13 and under users. Mickey Malcontin says 18 at least. I don't care if you think your child is mature enough to handle it. They aren't. I totally agree. Johnny Powell says no child under 18 as well. Diana Julian points out that kids lie about their age just to get on social media. So there needs to be stipulations to prove their age. I actually was kicked off of TikTok. My account, my original account, was permanently banned because my nieces would post a lot. And TikTok thought that I was...
I thought you were at least 18.
Yeah, but TikTok thought I was an under 13 user and deactivated and banned my account. I'm like, I'm 37.
Those face creams are working.
Yeah, they're working.
Amazing.
All right, another question we posted on our social media this week, focusing on mental health, treating it with psychedelic drugs. This was a very interesting conversation. So where do we go with this?
Joanne Jackson says, living with someone who struggles with bipolar disorder and depression, I'm for anything that will help calm the rages and mania. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Wood thinks it's a great idea. Jeff Talton says it's all fun and games until things go bad.
What does that mean?
I think it's a joke referencing a bad trip, but, I mean, in the medical sense, you have people around you.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's some good input there. Thank you very much. You can always find us at DJV Show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.com/DJV Show, 28 after the hour.
Unexpected awareness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once an angry social media user unloaded a barrage of mean things about a preacher. I mean, the person never even met the preacher, so imagine how the preacher must have felt when he read the awful things this person said. So what did he do? He sent the man a picture of himself. The man wrote back and said, "I don't know why you would send me a picture of you." To which the preacher replied, "Well, with everything you said about me, you sent me a pretty clear picture of who you are. So I just wanted to return the favor." The lesson? Be mindful that whatever you say out loud is actually a snapshot of who you are. For help handling the anger that ill-expressed results in a poor picture of you, check out my new course, Real World Anger Management. Go to Himalaya.com/anger and type in the promo code ANGER to get your first 14 days free.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJ.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Redding.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
About 30 states now require attorneys to join and pay fees to a bar association that are really trade associations rather than government regulatory agencies. Now, these associations tend to lobby and advocate legal and political issues directly contrary to a Christian worldview.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, folks, back to the focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week. Mostly the top 10 stories, but every once in a while there's a little side trip to maybe what we were talking about this time last week, if you will. Jennifer Horn is here,
along with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner.
I'm Doug Steffen. So, the Syria side of things, the number four item on the story list this week is Israel and the violence there in the Middle East. I think it's inappropriate to label it Israeli-Palestinian violence because it isn't really the Palestinians who are responsible for what's going on. It's Hamas and now some of the Lebanese factions that are the same. There's really no government, though, in Palestine. Is there? When you get right down to brass tacks, there's no
Hamas
real...
Hamas is supposed to be, it's very similar to Iran, right? Where
yeah.
The leadership of Iran really have nothing to do with the wants and the needs of the
people.
Iranian people. Right.
Right.
It's not quite that extreme. I don't think in Palestine, I think you have a lot of people with pretty strong ideologies, but Yeah,
well,
Hamas
mostly
goes
the
in
older
there and
people.
Says, yeah, Hamas goes in there and says, well, we're acting on their behalf. Well, are you?
Right.
Because your leader just said you don't care if you spill Arab blood in your, you know, in your pursuit to kill the Jews. I mean, come on.
Well, then anybody who asks, well, where'd you get your money? You don't tax the Palestinians. So where'd you get the money to build these rockets? Where'd that come from? Where'd the rockets come from? And then it's duh. Or then it's finger pointing, and we all know it goes back to Iran and to a lesser extent the Lebanese. So, at any rate, Hezbollah and Hamas, the two real bad guys in this circumstance. And meanwhile, what does it do to Netanyahu's trying to create? He's the one who's responsible. I think there's a lot of brute force being used to try to quell all of this. And
I would say that this actually strengthens him. I don't know.
Well,
I don't believe you. I don't know Israeli politics, but I do know that I would imagine anyway, just my gut tells me that if you live there and you know Netanyahu's track record and you think, okay, who do I want to defend me against all of these crazy rockets coming into the country? It's probably Netanyahu, but I don't know.
Well, and even Trump had said, you know, if you're in a war, it's not when you change. That's not the time to change your government.
When
you're in the middle of it.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Well, maybe.
Well, that's why
I would hope
Roosevelt
that
got elected.
More sinister going on there. But
that,
you know.
That's the reason that Roosevelt got reelected twice after the fact. When he became the third, it was at a third term and part of a fourth term, is because that very thing. You don't want to change leadership in the middle of the war.
Right.
So that was the only reason that he stayed in there. All right, next up on this list, or at least I'm looking around here, I think the things that influence most of us, the economy, certainly number six, the unemployment or employment issues that come from people getting easy money from the government, and now jobs are going wanting because, you know, you can go across the country, go to state after state after state. Many states are canceling or getting in the way of government aid for folks so that people will go back to work because there's such a shortage. And then you couple that with the mass migration or immigration from people coming in here illegally and then wandering around trying to find jobs and actually finding jobs maybe a little more easily than they might have otherwise. There's a sickness here. At least that's the way I read it. It's just sick. The number of what we're paying for people who don't have to work and ought to be working. If you're able-bodied, you shouldn't have any government assistance, period, end of story. But yet, yeah, look at it. It's all over the place. And so what are we? I think that, frankly, gets in the way of the economy growing the way these people think. You know, the economy's pretty hot right now. You can't find housing amounts to anything anywhere. There's shortage. It's just kind of a weird situation, a conundrum of things that have come together as a result of COVID. And then you go back to number seven, which is relationships with China and Russia. And what are we doing forcefully? This is my big question all the time. What are we doing forcefully to deal with China when it comes to all the people say, well, it's very intricate and you don't understand how involved we are with them and we can't just pull the plug on all these things. Well, you know what? We were responsible. We, the United States and other countries that have money to spend buying cheap stuff, and so that's we've created a monster, and the monster understands us extraordinarily well, knows how to eat us.
Even when it comes to really un-American ideals, like genocide, we don't usually like that as Americans or forget that as the West. I thought it was really telling to see just how much there is a lack of fear from the government standing up to China at this moment. This week, one of the stories, and it kind of went under the radar, I think, maybe unless, you know, a few outlets may have picked it up, but John Kerry gave testimony to Congress this week, and he's the acting, whatever they call him, the climate czar, whatever he's doing about climate change. And so he was being asked about solar, and one of the big problems is that there is a desire for solar in this country. Obviously, progressives are pushing for more solar technology so that you can cut down on gasoline and energy and all that stuff. So the Uyghur Muslims that are being put into concentration camps are primarily the people who are building most of the solar. They are doing the mining that starts this together. They put together the whole process. And so he was asked, and I don't even remember by who, can the administration guarantee that we are going to not support Uyghur Muslims being used as slave labor in the creation of solar panels? And he wouldn't answer. I mean, this has got to be the biggest when we're dealing with China, this is an easy one, because I don't think there's anyone who defends the fact that they're putting these Muslims into camps and work camps and many times doing test sterilization. I mean, all kinds of stuff. They end up dead or just like worked to death, essentially. And nobody's really
the problem, though. But
that's
the problem, though,
the easiest
though, is that,
place to start.
Yeah, that issue made headlines in the tech world this week as well. Because there are a lot of, you know, watchdog groups out there and doing complete, you know, end-to-end sourcing of different products and things. And they went after, you would be shocked at the number of companies that they went after. Apple, who has a very strong stance against using any products that, you know, that are anti-humanitarian and obviously anything that, you know, came from the Uyghur concentration camps and things like that. And it's become such a big thing that you can buy the end-on-end-on-end-on-end supply chain where you think you're doing your due diligence, and a lot of these companies have. And yeah. Yet it's still, you still
deeply
find out
rooted
that there was something there
China.
That, you know, from at one point or another in that supply chain, it touched on the Uyghurs.
Yeah,
I think that's probably why he didn't. I'm guessing yeah. That's probably why he didn't answer the question, because it has become, I mean, it was a big deal in tech which this week, and so I'm assuming he probably knew that, because I don't even know how you can guarantee that. Apple has been saying for years
start making
that
a
they
mirror.
Guaranteed that.
Create American yeah. jobs. Start making
hello.
Them
but
here.
It's
I mean,
the,
that's,
yeah, but I understand that, and that is obviously the main goal, but part of the alloys that are mined are in China, and
China.
That's
right.
Part of the problem. That's a big part of the problem.
Well, we have alloys.
The ultimate sanction, however, is not supporting that kind of treatment of people, and I think that would be.
I would be 100%
really
behind that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's another. When you talk about some of the things that are only available in China, excuse me, there are things that are only available in America that we ought to put, especially when it comes to trading with the Chinese, put it on hold or say, you know, until you do this. But we don't do that.
Well, the problem, though,
really
is Trump did try to do that, though. He, you know, he there with, and we went back and forth with soybeans and corn and all the stuff that China does buy from us. And then it just became, you know, the farmers lost out. It's not an easy – and I gave Trump credit for trying to do that. It's not an easy thing to – those are not easy
well,
waters
become,
to navigate.
We've dug ourselves a hole.
Yeah, for 50 years. It's 40
yeah.
or 50 years.
It's going to be painful for Americans in the short term, and this is something I said when Trump was president. It's going to be painful, but we have to look at what's right, what is right, and what is ultimately going to be the end goal, because temporary comfort now for farmers may seem like the ultimate goal, but come, you know, when we're all speaking Chinese in 25 years, is that really going to be the best place for us? Probably not.
So speaking of things that are good for us, I noticed that Chick-fil-A is a Countdown Extra had a problem this week with their sauce. There's a shortage. My God, can you imagine? How can the country continue?
Seriously,
without
though? Like, there are people throwing
it's
things at the radio
anarchy.
Right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't mess with Chick-fil-A in this country.
Yeah. Yeah.
And those sauces are like gold. They're little pots of gold. So, yeah, I think there are going to be a lot of unhappy customers.
Mm-hmm. And one of the names that was on the people list last week was Elon Musk, because he was on SNL. One of the interesting side effects of on Monday and Tuesday, a lot of people were talking about him being on SNL and how good a performance it was. Apparently, the person in his life is a woman named Grimes. Is that right?
She's a singer, artist
yeah.
from Canada. Yeah,
right.
She's
and
his baby mama, current baby mama.
So explain that, would you please?
It's his girlfriend, and they have a baby.
They have a baby. Is she younger than he is by a long
yes.
shot?
Yeah. Okay.
10 or 11
years,
long
maybe.
Shot, yeah.
Really?
She's what?
Anyway,
30, 31?
Yeah.
She had.
How old is he? 50? I
don't
know. Anyway,
he's in his 50s. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So she was hospitalized because she had a panic attack.
After SNL, yeah,
right.
That was
wild.
No one really knew. She played in one of the sketches, and she was funny, and she was there with him at the end, and he thanked her when, you know, everyone gets together, and they went to the after party where Lorne Michaels was there and Chris Rock and a whole bunch of famous people, and I guess something happened and it just triggered a panic attack, and she ended up in the hospital.
Hmm. Kind of weird. Yeah. All right, so that's our version of the Countdown Extra. In a manner of speaking, as we continue, let's talk about the economy, number 6 this week. I want to add a few more comments to that after this. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a story list from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of May 10th to the 14th. Number 10, the situation in California with the politics of the governor being recalled and him trying to buy votes with this sudden surge in excess money. So we're going to give everybody $600. Right. Number 9, race relations, police reform, and the latest incident in San Diego of two policemen beating to a bloody pulp a vagrant who was on the street taking a urine break. Immigration policy and reform, number 8. Our relationship with China and Russia, number 7. The economy is number 6. The House Oversight Committee hearings, that's number 5. Number 4 is what's going on in Israel and the Middle East. The Colonial Pipeline hack is number 3. Liz Cheney and the GOP, number 2. And number 1, COVID. You might have expected that, right? That's it. That's the list from Talkers this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, The People List, as produced by Talkers Magazine. You find it at Talkers.com. We also find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. Number 10 still has Bill and Melinda Gates in our purview. Gavin Newsom, useless governor of California, is number 9. Bad Vlad and the premier of China at twins together at 8. Joe Manchin is 7. Dr. Fauci is 6. Elise Stefanik is number 5. Trump is 4. Kevin McCarthy is 3. Liz Cheney and the reality of what went on with her. I don't think you can count her out. She's not going away. And, well, she shouldn't, in my opinion. She's number 2 anyway. And number 1 on the list is the president of the United States, Joe Biden. You know, I think it's interesting. Very rarely does Kamala Harris come up on the people list, and I think maybe that indicates what she's all about. That's just my theory anyway. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, on the Talk Radio Countdown. All right, so the economy this week is number 6. I mentioned some of the things about jobs and the employment issues that come from giving people money for not doing anything. One of the most significant things that seems to be happening with the pandemic money is paying off credit card debt. Did you see this? How much the credit card debt has gone down since the beginning of the year? Very much, very significantly. And so the banks are trying to figure out what this paradigm is. And of course, their response to it is to charge more interest instead of 27%. How many of you got notice from either American Express or Citibank or whomever this week
that your interest rate has gone from 26.7% or whatever it was up to 29.3%. And that's a direct result of people paying off their credit card and the banks making less money. I mean, if there's anything more outrageous than that, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, good God. And then people are using debit cards more than credit cards, which is probably a good thing, right? So that means people have got more money, whether it's the government, it's got to be the government money for the most part, right?
Or people who aren't making mortgage payments are using debit cards to buy groceries.
I'm proud about that. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're not making a mortgage payment or if you're not paying your rent, whatever money you do have from unemployment or pandemic insurance, or just the money that you would have paid your rent or mortgage with, you're using your debit card to buy groceries and supplies and things like that.
So the credit card balances in the last quarter shrunk by almost $50 billion, which
think about
directly.
It, there's also less to do. I mean, what do people put on credit cards? Vacations.
Mm-hmm. You can't go out to restaurants.
Car. You're
think
a little afraid
way.
To spend a lot of money because of this. So, yeah.
Well, and anyone who's anti-credit card and doesn't want to incur any debt, they just want to spend the money they know they have. Because I'm in that party where I only use debit
cards.
That's
a new American way. We always have spent what we didn't have. And when you get right down to it, that's
why the credit
card
debt.
That's
un-American of you.
That's what I've always done.
How dare you? Jay, what an outrage. All right, there it is. Our thoughts on many of the things that are in the list, the story list from Talkers on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug here at 10 before the hour.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
End of the week brings us a review of the top five items in the world of technology, which is part of...
All right, so we've got the top five stories in technology in the world of tech from this week. And there were some heavy hitters mentioned. So at number five, Starbucks is weighing the option of quitting Facebook over hateful comments. And so they're reportedly weighing whether or not to leave Facebook completely and forever over a slew of hateful comments that they've gotten in response to posts on their platform. BuzzFeed obtained an internal Facebook discussion in which employees wrote that Starbucks may take down its Facebook page, which has more than 36 million followers, by the way, because the company is so frustrated by the negative comments they get when they post with regards to social issues or their mission and values at work, whether it's Black Lives Matter or LGBTQ or sustainability, climate climate change, they get overwhelmed by negative and insensitive hate speech. So Starbucks has struggled to moderate these responses, and their posts are now just, they're unable to disable their comments on the page, which makes it really hard to hide any of this negativity. So if Starbucks pulls their Facebook page, that's, I mean, they're a $135 billion company. They'd be among the largest companies to ever leave Facebook, and Starbucks would be among the biggest, including SpaceX and Tesla, which Elon Musk removed from both of his companies from Facebook in 2018. So the companies have kept their Instagram accounts active, which is still owned by Facebook, but they never went back to the platform. So we'll see what happens with Starbucks.
All right, number four is a focus on Uber and Lyft and how they're going to help the COVID, the vaccine effort.
The Biden administration has reached agreements with Uber and Lyft to offer free rides to get a vaccination through now through July 4th. The free rides will start in the next 2 weeks. This is part of the administration's push to get at least one shot in 70% of U.S. adults by July 4th. A new feature in the app will allow users to select a vaccination site near them. They follow some directions, and they redeem their ride. All you have to do is tip your driver. And Lyft and Uber are not being paid by the federal government for these rides. This is really just a lot of good PR, but the Biden administration is sharing data on 80,000 vaccination sites, so you should really be able to find something very close to where you live. I know in the past that that has been an obstacle for a lot of Americans because vaccination sites have been too far away, and if you're limited with your transportation, then that's been, you know, something holding people back. And hopefully between Uber and Lyft together, this won't be an issue anymore.
All right, number three is an approval of those home COVID tests.
Yeah, the CDC's latest travel update states that international air passengers traveling to and from the U.S. can now use a self-test, which is sometimes referred to as a home test. This makes life a lot easier. You don't need a prescription. You don't have to go anywhere. There's one that's being touted as probably the most comprehensive and easiest to use. It's called Binex Now. It's a COVID-19 home test. It's one of the few on the market with FDA emergency use authorization. Doesn't require you shipping a sample to a lab. You do it right at home on a telehealth video call. It only takes 10 minutes or so, and the results pop up on the reader, kind of like a pregnancy test. And it's $150 for a pack of six tests, so you can do the whole family. And it can be used for children as young as two when the sample is collected by an adult. Everything gets monitored by the healthcare professional on the other end of the call. And then once you prove that your results are negative, it automatically gets uploaded onto an app. And right now, United Airlines is using it. If you want to use a different test, there's one from Let's Get Checked, and American Airlines is using that one. And oddly, it's $109 if you buy it yourself, but if you buy it through American Airlines, it's $120. So
we're American Airlines.
Very
nothing special in the air. Okay, number two, attorneys general after Zuckerberg.
Yeah, more than 40 attorneys general are calling on Facebook to abandon their plans to make an Instagram for kids under the age of 13. That one sentence alone should be all you need to to convince anyone that this is a terrible idea. Facebook says, well, you know, kids are already on the internet. This way the parents will have more control. But on Instagram, you have to be 13 or over to use it, but they don't verify anything as it is. So it's kind of a mess. It's a terrible idea. I hope they don't move forward.
Number one, the FBI after the Russians.
Yeah, the FBI confirmed this week that the ransomware gang accused of crippling the Colonial Pipeline is a Russian hacking group called DarkSide. We've heard about them before. This is the biggest takedown that they've ever had. And it turns out the Colonial Pipeline paid the ransom of $5 million to get their system back online. But they ended up kind of using their own backups and really paid $5 million for nothing. So it was a big old waste of time and money, and now everyone has more expensive
gas on the
East Coast. Yep.
Wasn't a bad day for the hackers. Okay, there they are. Top five tech stories of the week. Thanks, Victoria. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and call TripAmigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead, be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with TripAmigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call TripAmigo now and mention the travel code AMIGO and save even more. Call TripAmigo now.
800-932-2942. 800-932-2942. 800-932-2942. That's 800-932.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention defended the decision to ease mask-wearing guidance for fully vaccinated people, stressing that increasing political pressure had nothing to do with the abrupt shift in guidelines. On NBC's Meet the Press today, Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the decision was a building block as communities around the country began making their own assessments.
Everybody, as we are working towards opening up again, towards the after 16 months getting out of this pandemic, will need to understand what they need to do locally. And this was not permission to shed masks for everybody everywhere. This was really science-driven, individual assessment of your risk.
Under the new guidelines released last week, fully vaccinated people, those who are of 2 weeks past their final dose of COVID-19 vaccine, can quit wearing masks outdoors and in crowds and in most indoor settings, as well as give up social distancing. But partially vaccinated or unvaccinated people should continue wearing the masks. A series of heavy airstrikes by Israeli warplanes in Gaza City, hours after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu signaled the fourth war with Gaza's Hamas rulers would rage on. Explosions rocked the city from north to south for 10 minutes early Monday. Here at home, support's mixed for either Israel or Palestine and Hamas. On the Salem Radio Network this week, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Democratic Party's traditional support for Israel has eroded over the past few years.
You have the hardcore folks on the far left, Ilhan Omar, AOC, all attacking Israel in ways that have the deep, deep flavor of anti-Semitism. And then you have more mainstream Democrats, too, who simply refuse to support this important geostrategic partner for the United States.
Pompeo says the Biden administration's foreign policy in the Middle East has emboldened terrorists. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Travelers in England packing bags, businesses cleaning up and polishing silverware as Britain prepares today for a major step out of lockdown, but with clouds of worry on the horizon over a more contagious virus variant first found in India that is spreading fast and could delay further plans to reopen.
We're in a race between the vaccination program and the virus, and this new variant has given the virus some extra legs in that race, but the vaccine will still... We have a high degree of confidence that the vaccine will overcome.
British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says cases of the variant have more than doubled in a week in the UK, defying a sharp nationwide downward trend in infections and deaths won by hard-earned months of restrictions and a rapid vaccination campaign. A surge testing and stepped-up vaccination effort was being conducted in northern England. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An allegation one California representative abused a program that was created after 9/11 to protect the flying public. An association representing federal air marshals says some lawmakers have essentially created, in their words, a VIP concierge service.
Sonia Hightower-Lobasco, executive director of the Air Marshal National Council, submitted a formal congressional ethics complaint about one such flight involving Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California, who flew from Washington, D.C. to Minneapolis on April 17th to attend the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin. Lobasco says Waters was already accompanied by two armed Capitol Police and two U.S. Secret Service agents when she allegedly requested two air marshals and two more marshals on touchdown to escort her in the airport. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A train derailment in northwest Iowa sent thick black smoke into the air, prompting authorities to evacuate part of Sibley, a town of 3,000. No reports of any fatalities. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Go to sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go, another hour of conversation about what's going on in the conversation business. What a concept. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, weekending on May 14th, the focus of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where you can find, go to talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, Michael Harrison and his staff will put together the list. So, guess what, Michael?
It's that time again.
It is. Can you believe it?
That's where we're at, a snapshot of the conversation business.
In history. Yeah.
History being made.
Yes, here
it
is.
Even the old days. We go all the way back to the old days, like Monday. All right, here we are, number 10.
It's true.
It's true. Yeah. The old days are Monday. California politics, Newsom's recall, the Gates divorce, the Epstein connection, all cohabitate, or whatever the word is, number 10. At number 9, race relations, police reform, gun violence, and the Golden Globes protest. At number 8, immigration policy tied with education and the crisis therein. Although hopefully we'll work our way through that and maybe schools will be back to normal this fall, whatever normal means. Now we only have to make them better. Number 7, U.S. relations with China and Russia. What a mess. At number 6, the economy, job growth rate, employment issues, inflation fears. At number 5, the House Oversight Committee hearings on insurrection and the voting rights bill debate. At number 4, Israeli-Palestinian violence. At number 3, the colonial pipeline hack. At number 2, the GOP versus Cheney, and that's tied with concern over or discussion about the influence of Trump on the GOP. And number 1, COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy, variants and stats. And the latest chapter in that ongoing saga is the masks are being lifted, the mask mandate by the CDC. And the FDA has approved vaccinations for children 12 and over, which is causing concern among hesitant parents.
Have we addressed the problem of the Lone Ranger still wearing his mask?
That goes back to the pandemic of 1799, I guess. he was hesitant to take off his mask. He had it on the wrong end of his head, though. Yeah. All right, you want to do the people?
Why not?
Bill and Melinda Gates tied with Jeffrey Epstein.
Did you say villain? It sounded like you said villain there.
Villain. He's a villain. Villain. It's his fault. I knew he was the guilty party.
Epstein was the villain, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. All these guys made their way to Epstein.
Right.
What a circle. What a motley group.
What a kind of, what a commentary, much anything else.
Oh, my gosh.
What these power. Guys are all about.
Power, oof. Power, arrogance and power.
Yeah.
Gavin Newsom is at 9, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping at number 8.
He's speaking of arrogance and power.
I don't even know where to begin. I wonder what those guys do for fun.
Yeah, right.
And number 7, Joe Manchin. Number 6, Dr. Tony Fauci.
Wait,
are
you asking that about Gavin Newsom or Vladimir Putin? Because probably it's both the same. They go spend $1,000 for a bottle of wine and try to come across as the everyday guy. Yeah. Okay. Good for you.
It's very hard to fake what you are when it comes to that kind of thing. You know, people reveal themselves. They reveal themselves in many ways.
I think you have revealed yourself in the song "I Know You Are Real." I think that has been a way of you revealing who you are.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't mind revealing myself that way, although I'm sure a lot of people think that I'm some type of a bleeding heart mush for writing such a song.
Is something wrong with that? What?
Are you kidding? Some people don't like that at all.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah. But at number 6, we have Dr. Tony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky. At number 5, Elise Stefanik. Number 4, Donald Trump. Number 3, Kevin McCarthy. Number 2, Liz Cheney. Number 1, Joe Biden. Fascinating week. And that's
I've spent a lot of time on the air this week talking about three women, Stefanik, Cheney, and Green. What an interesting combination of characters they all are in the Republican Party, and how different they are, and what do they represent about Americans, humanity, Republicans, whatever it is. I was no fan, you'll remember, of Liz Cheney's old man. I thought he was a bad guy. I think he still is a bad guy, frankly. And I don't know what her story really is. I mean, I don't wonder what it was like growing up there. She loves her father, whatever. But I don't see, a lot of people look at her and they see her father. I don't see that with her. I see an attempt to bring the Republicans back to some sort of mainstream meaning, instead of being on the outs, like, you know, the Trump followers think that they have control. I don't know if, in reality, if it weren't for the news media, does Trump really have any impact anymore? I know he's number 4 on the people list this week, but really, Michael, when you get right down to it, if it weren't for some of the radicals on radio and some of the news, the so-called news magazines or news shows or newspapers or whatever, continuing to hype on Trump because they're trying to create controversy. Does the guy really have it anymore? Really?
Where I'm sure Trump does have influence, I think your question is definitely apt, and we don't know, you know, what is the influence of Trump, and that's part of number 2, GOP versus Cheney, the influence of Trump. But that being said, I think, my personal opinion, or my professional assessment, is that Trump has tremendous influence over the primaries. That he can influence the type of people in the party, whether it's the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, that vote in primaries in a preponderance of numbers. They are the people that will listen to Trump, and he could mess up somebody like Cheney's chances at reelection because they call it they primary them. They put in another candidate to run against them prior to the general election and support that
to
candidate.
Get rid of him.
And that does have an influence. So that's because his influence is concentrated at this point.
Okay, and that brings up another great point, another great discussion topic. You know, that's one of the wonderful things about what we do. There are all these ancillary offshoots that you can go down to have a good conversation. And one of the things that, what you've just pointed out, the school system doesn't anymore teach civics, doesn't understand or doesn't teach to children as they're coming along about responsibility, what it means to be able to vote, those sorts of things, and the importance of the primary. In my estimation, and since the years I was teaching school and in school, I always thought and have maintained the primary is a more important election than the general election, because all the lunatics that get thrown onto the ballot and the limited number of people who go to vote, a lot of these lunatics show up, get enough votes, and they, you know, become serious candidates. And they're lunatics. Yeah. You know.
Or serious lunatics.
Yeah. Serious lunatics.
No, it's true.
It is.
True. There are people in office today who are within the realm of possibility being, described as lunatics.
Well, is that when I said there are three Republican women, and then you can maybe go over to the other side to AOC and to some of those other characters in that group,
whatever that group is called?
Yeah, they are lunatics. Yeah, they're not the squad. That's it, right. Radical wackos. And so here we have these people, and we actually pay attention because it's good for the news media. It's good for talk. Let's get those people all riled up about these fringe folks that otherwise, if somebody didn't pay any attention to them, nobody would care. Nobody would know who AOC is or Madeline Green, whatever her name is. I mean, look at this week. Did you see her raise her hand like she was it was the Black Power salute? I don't even think she knew what she was doing. And then she's yelling and screaming at somebody in the hall about, it was AOC, I think.
Yeah, it was. The two of them coming. I think that they're going to face off at the next WrestleMania. The second headlining act or match between
women. If that's the case, Green will win because she's heftier than AOC. I think that would be, I'd put my money on her. What about you? Yes, no?
I think that AOC is an incredibly effective campaigner and politician.
Yeah, but I don't think
aside from what she says, I don't know. I meant it figuratively.
Oh,
not really
she's very smart. Yeah. Oh my God, she's very much on to how to manipulate information and turn it and twist it around. All right, 16 after the hour, we're having our story conversation and our people conversation, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, with a question about MyPillow. Whether or not, by the way, did you see that Mike Lindell was all over the place this week? He didn't make it to the people list, but he might have. He's been on the people list the last, a couple of times in the last.
When you say he's been all over the place, what do you mean?
There was a lot of focus on him being on various television programs and talking about, you know, he's been on to the Trump thing, and he doesn't seem to want to go away.
He loves the attention.
But is it helping him sell his MyPillows? It apparently is. The people at MyPillow tell them their business has never been better. So it's
they're telling him that, but maybe it's not true. Maybe they just need to keep their jobs.
Maybe
the sale of pillows has fallen off.
Uh-huh. Well,
maybe
I'm going to help you buy some pillows. If you like Lindell and you like his pillows, go to MyPillow.com and you can use the promo code DJV and get an even better job, a better way of saving money. The pillows, the mattresses, the sheets, the highly absorbent towels that they have, the slippers that are brand new, save $40 on those by using the DJV code. You can save all kinds of stuff, up to 65% off using the DJV code, buying the fabulous products made in America at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the wintertime, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now that's a great time to check it out, too. It's toploss.com, T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now, my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 5/29. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I know you're real. I understand that you're real.
Another tearjerker moment here on the countdown, or at least with me. Anyway, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers.
We are drops in the same endless sea. Branches on the tree of to be. we think, we know, and we feel. Beams of light from the same shining star, spinning between what's near and far. I believe you are real. My eyes, mind, heart, and soul know you're real. I am sure you are real. We are words in the same simple prayer. All of our spirits are there. We are thoughts in the eternal mind. Now it is time to be kind.
So we're playing a bit of Michael Harrison's new song with Gun Hill Road called I Know You Are Real, something to look for online in YouTube. You can download it. There are a couple of different versions of it. I previewed it on both the DJV program this past week and the American Family Farmer because it brings us around to thinking about what is real, the words in here. We are words in the same prayer, thoughts in the eternal world, time to be kind, drops in the same endless sea, all of the words that they're so pithy, and it really affects me spiritually and emotionally. And I guess you heard some of that when you were on with me.
Oh, my gosh. That was probably one of the greatest experiences. I want to mention, first of all, the appearance on the DJV program earlier this week, I think it was on Wednesday, resulted in tremendous interest. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take the liberty of just saying which YouTube place to go to so people get the best.
Sure.
And that is, I Know You Are Real. The real words, no fake words, the real words. IKnowYouAreReal.com will take you to the spoken word version of this, and you see what Doug is talking about, that it's about the human relationship with other life forms, animals or beyond, and each other. But IKnowYouAreReal.com, it's a very cool video, and I'm very proud of it, but we got so much response from the DJV audience,
well,
Doug.
It
was amazing.
How you and I are simpatico in many different ways, I don't know that we underscore it, but our philosophical point of view, you helped me get the American Family Farmer Show started, and then there was the introduction of what I call Your Hidden Power, which is another program I do every week in podcast form and in broadcast form. And this sort of fits into that realm as well. It's food for thought. In an era when we are spending so much time talking about what I perceive to be nonsense, the reality of what the world in our lives is really all about is encapsulated better than I've heard in anything for a long, long time in this song that Michael is a part of with Gun Hill Road. I remember when I first was introduced, I've forgotten them from the 70s, but during this past COVID year, Gun Hill Road took a song that was called Back When My Hair Was Short, and it became Back When We Used to Bug. And it was, you know, it was
amazing, the reaction we're getting to that video is extraordinary.
Yeah,
oh
it is.
Oh, gosh.
So anyway, it's at IKnowYouAreReal.com, and you can see it. There's a YouTube version of it that has a little cameo of me and my cows in it.
Yeah.
It's neat. It's really neat. Very, very, it's a sweet song, sweet thoughts. Thank you, Michael. 28 past the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set usually $109.99 for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Aloha. This is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air, talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul.
century of dreams, haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double crossed by Old Sack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. It's growing time for the Trees of Heavenly Light. They are also known as Chinese locust trees, trees of heaven, China sumac. They are native to China but are found in many places in Shasta County, especially the areas of the 1849 gold rush where the Chinese lived and mined. Archaeologists believe seeds of the trees were innocently brought here by the Chinese miners in their hats and mats. Once they got hold, they multiplied and multiplied. They have a good root system. It's hard to stop because it sends out runners in every direction. The young shoots look like giant asparagus, but quickly put out leaves. The young trees have an odor that many find offensive. These trees can be found by the thousands in the town of Shasta throughout the gold mining districts and in many places where you wouldn't expect them. This moment in history was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this or exciting books by Dottie, find Dottie Smith on Amazon Books or go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Empire, and I believe he always was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think that Eric Trump and Trump Jr. are running that business? Come on.
No.
And there are people behind the scenes.
Yeah, the daughter's smart. Capable. Yeah, she's capable.
But
she's
real smart. She's laying low right now.
Yeah,
her
right.
husband are sort of like, you know, we're not on this picture anymore. We'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of guys, I don't know all their names off the top of my head, but there are a lot of business people that are very, very much under the radar that work within the Trump organization that he counts on and he trusts, and they really are the powers that make the day-to-day decisions.
Right, make decisions.
Not his children.
No. But they're the heir apparent of the legacy, in a manner of speaking, if nothing else. Speaking of that, I want to spend a minute on a tribute that you put together this week for one of our favorites. The passing of Barry Farber was noted. Actually, it was about a year ago
if
I remember correctly. He was one of the great and one of the really influential talk hosts at the beginning of the talk era, when it was okay to not be political, even though he was, he didn't sound like he was. One of the most intelligent men, great vocabulary, interesting way about him, and I was going to be on the thing, but it didn't work out that I was there. I was going to tell a story about my experience with him first when I was on WMCA in New York, and he was there, and how I just, my jaw dropped listening to him, because I hadn't heard him before. I hadn't heard him in New England because the signal for MCA didn't come up here. But when I heard him, it was okay. You know, he came from that same era, Michael, as Jerry Williams and the people that were the pioneers, it seems to me, in modern talk. Would you and how did you were the person that organized this tribute to him. What did you have to say and what came out about him that people around the country who may remember him or want to know about one of the icons in talk radio? What did you say?
I basically talked about how he played the music of the English language like an instrument. He mm-hmm. he was a wordsmith.
He was
one of the great modern day orators.
Mm-hmm.
And oratory is a lost art. Right now, it doesn't get much attention as being an asset to speakers. It's more like you talk like a regular person than you are like an orator these days. But oratory, being able to eloquently put words together and create pictures and persuade people and angles on things people may not see, this was what Barry Farber did so well. It was a combination of skill and intelligence. And But he was a conservative. He ran for mayor of New York on the conservative ticket, didn't win. But he was a legitimate candidate, and he was a very nice man. And we did a tribute to him. You know, it's interesting. You say from the modern era, he was one of the talk show hosts that was before the modern era.
I suppose.
You know, the modern era really began with the repeal of the Fairness Doctrine and the rise of Rush Limbaugh. Well, for many years before that, Barry Farber was on the radio. He was on the radio so long ago that when I was a kid, when I was 12 years old, 11 years old, I used to listen to him in the car at night after the countdown of the top 10 hits by Alan Freed, the first DJ to use the word rock and roll on WINS. And then after Alan Freed was over, there was a talk show with this guy named Barry Farber on the old WINS. I was a kid, and I used to go into the car to listen to it in the car radio with my father, and we would go for a drive.
Well, that's how it got started. The modern talk era got started on music stations that at night would then go to talk. WBZ in Boston is a great example of that. They had a sports show on after music with a guy named Guy Manella. Remember him? Yep. And then after that, they had Jerry Williams. And I was watching a profile of the old WBCN in Boston and how that came to be. Danny Schechter, the news dissector, and how they were involved in all kinds of things, the protest movement, and how they really separated themselves out. A guy named Charles Lacordaire, who really was a talk show host. All the people on that station, even though it was a music station, were really kind of talk folks as well in that era. And how Jerry Williams one night went on the air to talk about how bad WBCN is and how dirty the people must be over there. And then I was thinking about Jerry and all the stuff that he did and what he stirred up. And you know, every city had a Jerry Williams, but he was really another. He wasn't cut out of the same cloth as Barry Farber. You know, we used to confuse Barry Farber and Barry Gray because they were both on in New York kind of at the same time. And they were very different. Their styles were very different.
Barry Gray was a liberal. Barry Farber was a conservative. But they both were eloquent speakers, and they both were the two of the major talk show hosts in New York. Yeah. And that was a time when there was no national syndication. So if you were the number one personality, you were famous in New York or L.A. Boston or Chicago, you were a star.
But he became part of Daynet, and then he was syndicated around the country.
Right.
But he first started back before. I started doing talk in 1974. And I was just on local stations, mostly in the Boston area, on one station for 13 years. And that is kind of where I cut my teeth for listening to, you know, some of these greats and how they influence. Even, I remember the character, about the same time Bob Grant came along in New York, and you must have listened. We all kind of got a piece of him. Right?
I was influenced by a younger guy who's still around, and he's older than I am, so he's not a younger guy anymore. But there was a guy named Alex Bennett who used to do DJ work on WMCA when it was still the good guys.
Yeah.
And on the weekends, he did a talk show, and he did a talk show on a rock station. And he was the resident, you know, bad boy. And he was against the Vietnam War and all that stuff. And he influenced me, and I started my on-air talk career as a talk show host doing issues on the weekend on a rock station in L.A., and I modeled what I did after Alex Bennett. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of people. Everybody stands on the shoulders of somebody else. If you were to talk to Barry Farber or Barry Gray or Alex Bennett or you know, Jerry Williams and say, what were your influences? They'll tell you names from people that were doing this kind of thing even before we called it talk radio.
Right.
As a matter of fact, radio started as talk radio. Mm-hmm. The idea of playing music on radio came after the first thing people did was they had conversations on radio.
Or shows featuring radio stars that didn't have anything to do with music. It was the dramas that were on. It was all spoken word stuff, though.
Right.
And then
Orson Welles, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly. Then the music came. There was live performance in the 30s and 40s, and then music that was recorded came mostly after World War II is when it became, you know, important on the radio. And certainly once the mid-50s came around and rock presented itself, it was a whole another maturation point,
right,
if you will, in the history.
There
of
was
media.
A point. There was a point where playing records on the radio was considered to be a radical idea and a result of automation destroying the art. And the musician unions were outraged at the idea that people would play records on radio because that was the end of the orchestra. Every radio station had a giant studio where they put a band, an orchestra. You had live musicians playing, and they were getting paid. And then all of a sudden, somebody came along and they called it the make-believe ballroom, meaning that we're going to play records, but we're going to act like there's
William B. Williams.
That actually was Martin Block in New York.
Block started it, right.
And a fellow in L.A. called Al Jarvis, who really was the first to use the term make-believe ballroom. Mm-hmm. All very interesting how the relationship between art and technology, as technology evolves, we have new sociology and new art. And the day is going to come when people consider playing instruments on computers to be art.
Oh, that, by the way, speaking of that, one of the compliments I got from a producer, a well-known producer that we work with, was he was giving you plaudits because in the song that we played in the last half hour, I Know You're Real, you apparently used real violinists and real instruments and not
absolutely
the artificial stuff. And that's... was interesting.
In the era of Zoom, we had a horn section and a string section.
Very good. Michael Harrison, in a moment, what's going on with Michael in the interview after these words, 45 past the hour. On the people list this week, from the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, first full week of May, number 10 is Kevin McCarthy, a lot of politicians, but that's pretty usual. Ron DeSantis, number 9, the Gates family, Bill and Melinda, number 8, they aren't politicians. Well, maybe kind of they are a little. Harris is 7, Gavin Newsom is 6, Giuliani is 5, Liz Cheney is 4, Mark Zuckerberg is another beauty, number 3, Donald Trump, in the list for the first time in a while. Lots of hoopla about him and what's going on. The Arizona audit, I think, has caused there to be a lot of discussion among the right-wing radio stations about Donald Trump, and therefore he's in the number 2 position, bested only by his the replacement for Mr. Trump, and that's Mr. Biden. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. You got that whole story? Thank you very much. The story and the people list from the folks at Talkers Magazine, so you have it officially in order in case we miss it at some point during the broadcast.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy 3, get 3 free. So that's a proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the one of the two charts that Talkers does every week, the story list. This is for the week of May 7th, or rather the 3rd to the 7th. At number 10, the discussion that goes on about the Chauvin trial and what the ancillary things are that go with that, police reform, race relations, all tied to that, will there be a new trial? Number 9, the Arizona audit and voting things. Number 8, the economy and the stimulus. Number 7, our relationship with China and Russia. Number 6, the investigation of the insurrection in the Capitol. Number 5, the recall of Governor Newsom, boob that he is. Rudy Giuliani is at 4 in the investigation about him. Liz Cheney's party politic problem at 3. Facebook and the oversight thing, number 2, and COVID is number 1 this week on the countdown. All right, so Michael Harrison does his weekly interview. This week you have a fellow from Memphis. What's the story?
His name is Todd Starnes. He's an entrepreneur. He bought a radio station in Memphis, and he also is a nationally syndicated talk show host. Some people may remember him from Fox News Radio and the Fox News Channel. He's a conservative. He's evangelical. He's controversial, but he's a really good guy. Very interesting. And it's mhinterview.com. And that's it.
Is he buying other stations? Is he doing other radio stations? Or is this
right now he's concentrating on the task of running one big independent station.
KWAM in Memphis.
Yeah. And he's
good
doing
station.
A good job.
I remember being on that station.
Well, you've been on almost
back
every station. You have a glorious career. Hey, Doug, thank you for the song.
Michael.
And thank you for everything.
10 before the hour.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Hey, take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We continue now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the professor of law at Bentley University, and that's where he comes in here. Also has had a lot of experience as a talk radio personality, does a lot of guesting on programs because of his expertise in all kinds of things, including how to protect you from the dangers of scams and the things that go on in our country that rip you off, identity theft, et cetera, et cetera. But I have him come in to talk about some of the legal implications of stories that have been put together by Talkers Magazine, including number four this week, Rudy Giuliani. Well, I don't know if so much it plays into him, but Trump's legal problems, I don't know if there's even a new wrinkle here. It just seems Trump wasn't even on the people list in the past month or so. Now he's back because of this and that stuff with Facebook. So what do you make of all of this?
Well, if you start off with Giuliani, you know, there are certain issues that did legitimately come up about Giuliani being a worker in regard to the Ukraine and a lobbyist and not registering. And so there are some legitimate legal questions there. But, you know, one has to wonder if this is, you know, a typical prosecutorial kind of venture, which is you get the lower guys to flip on the bigger guy and get him to get Giuliani to roll over on Trump. So we'll have to see, you know, what this happens. But there does seem to be some fire there, not just smoke.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Okay, and speaking of that, as long as we're on to the Trump thing, number six has to do with the Trump-Mueller memo that Barr wrote, the former attorney general. You'd think this stuff would go away. For God's sakes, Trump hasn't been president for 6 months or almost 6 months. So why is this stuff still floating around? Is it just people just want to get Trump and get all those people that were a part of it? Let's, you know, can we move on, I guess, is the question.
Well, perhaps. But then again, there are legitimate questions about possible legal violations that Trump did as president, that for which he could not be held accountable while he was president. So it is legitimate to look into these things. This one's very interesting because it comes from the Freedom of Information Act, which is a terrific law that has led to a lot of really good things. For instance, the Veterans Administration for years denied that Agent Orange had anything to do with some of the neurological illnesses.
Yeah.
I've got a good friend who fought in Vietnam, is now 100% disabled from that. And for years, the VA just did nothing for him until reporters and investigative reporters were able to get the information from the government through the Freedom of Information Act showing that this was known to the government. So here what they're talking about is, you may remember, Barr didn't release the report indicating that he just was going to give his summary and it was attorney-client privilege. That really doesn't necessarily apply. And so there have been reporters have asked for this to be released. The government is rejecting this. So this will now go to a judge. A judge will make the decision on it. It will be appealed up to the Supreme Court, and it'll be interesting to see how political the Supreme Court is on this issue. But Freedom of Information Act, which is at the core of this, which brings about greater transparency as far as what government is doing, whether it's Republican, Democrat, or whatever, is a really good thing.
The business with the voting laws, the audit in Arizona, that's a legal can of worms if I've run into one in the past year, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the idea of a private recount there, you talk about letting the things go. It has gone through all of the legal recounts, the votes, and, you know, this is the big thing right now, that some of the Trumpies are still alleging that the election was stolen, that there was violations, and quite frankly, Republicans and Democrats in positions of power to look at this have said no. So, this is going to take a long time to play out.
All right, we have a few seconds left. The relationship we have with Russia, number seven, the Biden administration, Russians have 80,000 troops on the border with Ukraine. And is there an international law that says you can't do this, get out of there?
There is, but Russia certainly isn't abiding by it.
No.
I do think they will back down with pressure from the United States and NATO.
Let's hope. All right, we need another hotspot, like we need another boil on our you-know-what. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, law professor, a lawyer, and a leading expert in lots of different things, great expertise, great thoughts. We're happy to have him here on this week and every week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The FBI has reclassified the 2017 congressional baseball shooter and would-be assassin as a domestic violent extremist, ditching the much-maligned suicide-by-cop theory that those on the field had condemned as unrealistic.
It came after survivors raised pressure last month after Ohio Republican Brad Wenstrup made the original designation during a hearing with FBI Director Christopher Wray. The gunman, James Hodgkinson, fired well over 100 rounds at the congressmen, their aides, and others present on the ball field on June 14th of 2017 after asking whether Republicans or Democrats were practicing there. Hodgkinson was a left-wing activist and former volunteer on independent Senator Bernie Sanders' 2016 presidential campaign and was vocal about his views on social media. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A major cyclone's roaring in the Arabian Sea off southwestern India with winds of up to 90 miles an hour. The storm already causing heavy rains and flooding that have killed at least four people. The cyclone is expected to make landfall on Tuesday. The massive storm will likely hamper India's fight against a coronavirus surge that's sweeping the country with devastating death tolls. A Democrat governor is trying to unmuddy some public relation waters.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer used funds from inauguration-related nonprofit to pay for a $27,521 trip to Florida to visit her ailing father in March. Her chief of staff clarified Friday. On Wednesday, the governor told reporters she had not used taxpayer funds for the trip, and it was not a gift.
Patrick Foss reports that Whitmer's refused to elaborate on her statement. A Republican National Committee spokesperson said in a statement on Friday, Whitmer's web of half-truths and sidestepped questions is coming undone, and it's clear that Michiganders need answers. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Mobile, Alabama welcomed a cruise ship to its port, but it wasn't there to pick up passengers.
The carnival sensation. Docked so crew members could be vaccinated against COVID-19. Staff members from USA Health provided first doses for 110 crew members. The ship will return in 3 weeks for second doses. U.S. ports are closed to cruise lines because of the pandemic, but Mayor Sandy Stimson says the vaccinations are a major step toward getting the industry back in business. Sensation will be based in Mobile, offering trips to the Western Caribbean once cruises resume. John Scott reporting.
Children are having their noses swabbed or saliva sampled at schools to test for the coronavirus in cities like Baltimore, New York, and Chicago. Some parts of the nation, those school districts are reluctant to check even students showing signs of illness for COVID-19. Officials in districts that have embraced testing describe it as a tool for making sure infections stay under control. More at townhall.com. A bizarre shooting reported in Arkansas.
Police in Fort Smith say Zachary Arnold shot and killed his 87-year-old neighbor, Lois Hicks, then began to scream at other apartment residents trying to get them to come outside. Authorities say the 26-year-old Arnold continued to shoot at his neighbors while they hurried back behind cover. Finally, another resident retrieved a hunting rifle and fatally shot Arnold. The investigation continues. Jason Walker reporting.
41 district attorneys up and down California not happy about violent criminals receiving early release. They're supporting an effort to overturn regulations that allow up to 76,000 inmates, including those convicted of violent crimes and repeat offenders, to be eligible for good behavior credits that could cut short their sentences. The new credits went into effect May 1st. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi. My name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take a chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Funding for small businesses.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly Talk Radio Review. An overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio from the perspective of the folks that share the air with me every weekday. It's the DJV Group, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner are here with the stories. I think we have to start, ladies, with a discussion of COVID, the freedom from, well, is it freedom from? That's the question. Is it freedom from, freedom of, freedom for those who are vaccinated? There's still a lot of people who don't want to get the shots, but yet there's a lot of enhancement. The state of Ohio is offering $1 million in weekly prizes from their lottery in order to get the vaccine. The feds are trying to get, what is it, 70% of the country vaccinated before the 4th of July? Is that the number?
One shot, yeah. 70% of Americans should have one of the jabs by July 4th.
But isn't the biggest thing this week the fact that those of us who are fully vaccinated don't have to wear masks anymore?
Yes. And really, that's the quote-unquote freedom that everybody's been waiting for, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what everybody's been, if you're an anti-vaxxer, anti-masker, whatever, you know, the people who have got the vaccine and are, in my opinion, doing the right thing by the public health, then, yeah, this is the reward that we were promised, and I'm really happy that it happened. It's just, you
know. I think
it's
a lot of people, not to, you know, my job is to poo all over it. but I think a lot of people say that this is where the messaging got bungled and that this is what it should have been all the time, that if you get vaccinated, you can wear the mask or you can get rid of the mask and you can go back to living a normal life. And I think what for so many people, it's like, what took so long? And we remember when just a few weeks ago, Joe Biden and his administration were saying that the people in Texas who are removing a mandate of masks were Neanderthals. And so what changed? You know, and that's the question. And this is what's unfortunate, and it's happened on
both sides of the aisle. Well, that was unvaccinated. He didn't say Neanderthals. He said Neanderthal thinking. There is a difference.
Yeah,
but
well,
he said there is. No, but there is. If Trump
not
said
dragging knuckles,
defend,
but they're if, yeah, if but they're not you dragging would, knuckles, but they're thinking like
he would parse it out if Trump had said something like that. So I'll take the other side. But yeah, he was talking. But that was aimed at unvaccinated people not wearing a mask. That is different. That's not what they're saying now. I do agree. I think the CDC has been playing catch up with
irregular.
The rest of. It's been irregular. It's been all over the place. Yeah, and then it just seems like the rest of us are ahead, and then they catch up kind of. It's like California. They're trying to catch up now to how the rest of the country has been living. And, you know, if you're doing it the right way and you're getting vaccinated, then you should be. The reward is you go out and you live your life. You don't live and die by a mask anymore.
And I would think even more than the reward, because I think that is one element to human behavior, right? We want, if we do something, we want a reward. But I think what has been so ridiculous is trying to tell people the vaccine works, but then still having the images of Biden and everybody around him with the mask on, even though they've been vaccinated. And so when you're trying to tell people it works, then you have a lot of people who are skeptical going, well, if it works so well, why are you wearing a mask?
Right. And then, you know, my husband went to a Yankee game last week and he's fully vaccinated. He went with a buddy who's also fully vaccinated. And there they are sitting, the two of them together, spaced out because, you know, they have the stadiums all spaced
out.
No one's allowed to remove their mask. They already had taken their temperature. They proved that they had their vaccine cards. It's like, okay, well, what's the point then?
Yeah. I thought it was interesting as part of all of this coming back online, if you will, that Broadway tickets have gone on sale. Because they're going
to New York.
But they're not going to open to full capacity until September 14th.
Well, they're not opening at all until September 14th.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was a
no. They
so
have,
why aren't they opening until September? If all of this stuff, if movie theaters can open up.
Because Broadway shows have so many moving parts and there's unions involved. There's so much more involved to getting everybody back up and running. They have contracts that they have to renegotiate. It's a long process.
Get back into rehearsals.
Yeah.
I mean, everything fully shut down.
It's not like a movie theater where you just turn on the projector or, you know, plug
in. But you know what that speaks to? How we so overreacted to all of this. Everything that we've said so far in our opening remarks about COVID is a... And in my mind, is a testament to being to having these government agencies. Everybody says, well, we rely on their guidance, and they were unprepared. And they still really aren't with it, even though I guess it's easy to criticize because this was something they hadn't encountered before, or that's what they tell us. But yet, there have been plenty of COVID experiences in the last 9, 10, 12 years. There's been COVID stuff, not as serious
not
as
this. Level, though.
But, you know, it's still
but in a densely as a New Yorker, I mean, as a in a densely populated city, the most densely populated in the country, stopping the spread of the virus was the only thing. That was the best thing we could do until a vaccine came along. So I know it's easy for someone in Massachusetts on a farm to say that it was an overreaction.
Well,
but
I just think the whole economy
really,
looking at everything that sort of fell
well,
apart.
Well, that's very Monday morning quarterback. That's easy to say.
I said that at the beginning. I went back in March of last year. You listened to what I said. I said, what are we doing? Why are we jumping off?
Yeah. I mean, this is the question. I mean, yes, New York shut down. Maybe they felt like that was their only choice. But did it work? I mean,
well, the
thousands
hospitals
and thousands of people died.
So, right.
In California.
A lot more would have died.
I mean, I'll use my own point of reference. California, after it shut down, had the worst spike because they were sending people home. And people were not getting sick out. They were getting sick at home. So it was like, I mean, as much as we were locked down and locked down tight for a year, it was totally bungled because people still ended up dying. It was the wrong, in trying to save people, they actually ended up killing people.
Well, we still have a problem with teachers' unions in some of the big cities. Because the schools are not open and the unions are saying we're not going to go back to school, all these people should be fired. They just should.
You guys, I thought I saw the largest school union, the teachers' union, I think has pushed to open schools. I just saw that headline.
That was after they got some bad press this week. So the AFT is, I think, the second largest teachers'
American
union.
It was one of the big ones.
Federation of
Teachers.
Yeah, and so they're the ones who were criticized, and so was the CDC, because the CDC had said it was safe to open schools. The AFT gets involved. They send them a memo. They say, nope, not safe to, we're not sending anybody back to school. The CDC revises their guidelines using words verbatim from the teachers union. So the CDC is being criticized because it's like, okay, are you guys following science or are you following political interests? And so that's been a criticism this week. The head of the AFT, I think her name is Randy Weingarten, she was on Fox News this week and she said, well, it's Donald Trump's fault that the schools haven't reopened.
Oh,
it's Fox News's fault that the schools haven't opened and we are not going to reopen. Well, she got so much heat for that interview.
That's a stupid statement.
Come Thursday. But come Thursday, all of a sudden the AFT is like, well, maybe we were wrong. Maybe it is time to get back. Like, come on. I mean, everybody needs to just be a little more consistent. Try not to let politics infiltrate public health. But do you guys happen to remember, like, I don't know, I was probably going apoplectic about this a few months ago, where Gavin Newsom decided, because he was feeling the heat of the recall at the time, that he wanted to be able to tell people that he got the schools back open again. And so to do that, he incentivized any school. They would get money from the state if they reopened, even if it was only for 1 minute. You remember that? And I was going nuts. I'm like, these schools could open for 1 minute. They're going to get millions of dollars from the government. Well, apparently that actually happened. And the San Francisco school district is now taking criticism. That was a story in California this week where they took $12 million from the government, and they only opened for 1 day of instruction.
Wow.
Instruction.
And it closed down again.
Jeez.
All right, in a moment, we're going to find out. We're going to follow the number three item this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, the top 10 stories. We'll try to touch on as many of them as possible. The charts for the week of May 10th to the 14th in our focus here. From the DJV perspective, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here. I'm Doug Steffen at 15 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, Use the discount code DJV.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
17 after the hour. Okay, number three this week is the story of the Colonial Pipeline hack. And as a result of that, on the East Coast, gas went crazy. Virginia, folks are paying $7 a gallon. Yes,
what?
You heard that correctly.
No.
$7?
$7?
Because all the gas stations didn't have any gas. So,
yep.
Wow.
Supply and demand.
$7 a gallon. Thank you very much. And the guys got away with it. They paid, what, $5 million in crypto?
Isn't there a law against that, that price gouging? Right?
But it wasn't even, I mean, for them, right? It wasn't even gouging because there was no gasoline left in the state. So it wasn't even like, you know, like masks. We say, you know, it, like people were like, oh, here's $1,200 for my little blue mask. Take it when the pandemic broke out. It's just, I mean, they had gas lines. They had stations shutting down. I mean, this was pretty much it.
Well, it's when you think about it, we're subject to, I guess that's the lesson of living in a society that's built on the profit motive, much as anything else.
The thing stinks is that we were energy independent. Now it doesn't seem, now we're not headed in that direction. So
I think you're, yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's go back to number two here for a moment, which is about Liz Cheney. You want me to talk about her, or should you talk about her, Jennifer?
No, you love her, so go ahead.
Yeah, haven't you talked enough about her this week?
By the way, I've done an unofficial scientific poll, and remember, like, everybody's like, oh, well, she's the one who's the lesbian daughter of Dick Cheney. My mom believes that, too. I believe
everyone
in the country does it.
Everyone
really
thinks
Liz Cheney
is. Right. I fully did. I was like, well, you know, she's a lesbian. Nope, wrong sister.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe there's not much more to say about it. She
there's more than that. Go ahead, tell the story.
Yeah, no, the positions, you're number three in the leadership positions on the Republican side. And so they decided to oust her from that. And it looked like, at least from what I could see, even though I thought that was a waste of time, this woman, Stefanik, who's supposed to go into that position, looks like a ne'er-do-well. And Cheney's going to turn this around and eat some of the Republicans because they'll recreate, whether it's a third party or something. There are enough people who are Republicans or who used to be Republicans, I guess maybe I'm one of them, who are tired of the way things are going, the one-way thinking, it's our way or the highway. Maybe
didn't
that's the way.
She get a standing ovation? I know the headlines were all about her being booed when she gave that final speech, but she also got a standing ovation too from other people who still support.
Yeah, but the
problem.
So this is what is so wrong with the news headline. That speech she gave, there were only like three people in the chamber, and they stood.
Yay!
It was, you know, they have no.
All right, what's
trending?
Up next here, it's 21 after the hour.
The top radio countdown.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Ahoy!
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 In the name of the great Neptune, ahoy!
The
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
In the market for a next-level Windows 10 laptop, look no further than the ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED from Asus. It lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity, featuring an amazing 4K OLED HDR touchscreen. It also includes the Asus ScreenPad Plus secondary 4K display with a brand new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. Not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by up to an Intel Core i9 8-core processor and NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070 GPU, ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Visit Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks that have that presence of mind Monday through Friday on the DJV program. Many of you hear that program on the same stations that carry the countdown. So we have a number of trending items that Jay Kirshner pays attention to on our DJV social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, whatever it is. So you asked a question online, Jay, is it rude to ask somebody if they've been vaccinated? What sort of listener response you get to that?
It was pretty much across the board. Some people were saying, yeah, it's absolutely rude. Other people were like, I don't care either which way. Peggy Lou McGowan said, I could care less. I'm not getting the vaccine. Helen Bisham says is absolutely rude. Sean Watson brings up vaccine shedding and says, yes, you should be able to ask people because
what does that mean,
vaccine
shedding? What does that mean?
Hasn't it been proven that this vaccine doesn't have the vaccine shedding? It's when somebody gets a vaccine and some of their symptoms are contagious. Or the side effects?
You mean like what the Yankees experienced this week?
No, that was
Yankees,
getting COVID, like after
COVID.
Being in, yeah.
All right, so explain, vaccinated. Somebody help me understand what happened with the Yankees. They had all the members of the team were vaccinated, yet 8 members of the team are testing positive.
Because
I don't get that.
They all got J&J, and you can still get COVID if you have a vaccine, and, you know, J&J has a lower.
Is it J&J, though? Is it that?
They all
stay
got
away from J&J.
Well, no, it's not that. It's only one of the 8 had any symptoms at all. So you can still get the virus if you've had a vaccine. You just won't get sick from it and you won't die from it. That's the point of getting vaccinated. So you can still
get
the flu.
Most people don't think that. Most people
don't
think that.
Well, but that's science. That's the truth. That's just how it is.
I understand that, but most people do not think. They think when they get the shots, they will not get.
Well, you may not know. Look, the bottom line is 7 of the 8 Yankees never would have known they even had COVID if they didn't have to be tested all the time. So some people will get COVID and not even know they have it. And if you're not getting tested, because why would you really, unless you're flying somewhere? So, you know, that's going to happen. But there, 7 of the 8 had no symptoms at all. The problem, though, is that they only got J&J about 2 weeks ago. And J&J has now updated that guidance that you need a full month after your J&J one-dose shot. You need a full month to build up full immunity. So if you've only had 2 weeks, which the Yankees had, then, you know, it's possible that you're going to get COVID.
All right. So, meanwhile, Anthony Anderson from Black-ish and To Tell the Truth says you can trust the vaccine. That's good to know. Next up on the question board, Jay, at what age is it appropriate for a child to be on social media? I thought the question was going to be, at what age is it appropriate for a child to get a shot? Or maybe we take a shot at both of those. Anyway,
with Facebook wanting to start an Instagram that is garnered towards the 13 and under users.
Yeah.
Mickey Malcontin says 18 at least. I don't care if you think your child is mature enough to handle it. They aren't. I totally agree. Johnny Powell says no child under 18 as well. Diana Julian points out that kids lie about their age just to get on social media. So there needs to be stipulations to prove their age. I actually was kicked off of TikTok. My account, my original account, was permanently banned because my nieces would post a lot. And TikTok thought that I was...
I thought you were at least 18.
Yeah, but TikTok thought I was an under 13 user and deactivated and banned my account. I'm like, I'm 37.
Those face creams are working.
Yeah, they're so working.
All right, another question we posted on our social media this week, focusing on mental health, treating it with psychedelic drugs. This was a very interesting conversation. So where do we go with this?
Joanne Jackson says, living with someone who struggles with bipolar disorder and depression, I'm for anything that will help calm the rages and mania. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Wood thinks it's a great idea. Jeff Talton says, it's all fun and games until things go bad.
What does that mean?
I think it's a joke referencing a bad trip, but I mean, in the medical sense, you have people around you.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's some good input there. Thank you very much. You can always find us at DJV Show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.com/DJV Show. 28 after the hour.
Unexpected awareness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once an angry social media user unloaded a barrage of mean things about a preacher. I mean, the person never even met the preacher, so imagine how the preacher must have felt when he read the awful things this person said. So what did he do? He sent the man a picture of himself. The man wrote back and said, I don't know why you would send me a picture of you. To which the preacher replied, well, with everything you said about me, you sent me a pretty clear picture of who you are. So I just wanted to return the favor. The lesson? Be mindful that whatever you say out loud is actually a snapshot of who you are. For help handling the anger that ill-expressed results in a poor picture of you, check out my new course, Real World Anger Management. Go to Himalaya.com/anger and type in the promo code ANGER to get your first 14 days free.
Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJ.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Did the Reading summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Donnie Smith. The town of Delta was established by the California and Oregon Railroad in 1884 at the confluence of the Sacramento River and Dog Creek. Railroad officials turned the site into a temporary railhead terminal, laid out a town site, and gave it a more dignified name of Delta because of the similarities of the town site terrain and the Greek letter Delta. Reading and Shasta merchants flocked to the area to open stores, believing it would be another red-hot railhead town like Reading. Delta soon thrived, but almost disappeared as fast as it had appeared. What little remained became a stopover for steam engines to take on water for the rest of the climb through the canyon. Delta still exists today as a very small, quiet community. This moment in history was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this, find Dottie Smith on Amazon or at the Shasta Historical Society.
The two real bad guys in this circumstance. Meanwhile, what does it do to Netanyahu, who's trying to create? He's the one who's responsible. I think there's a lot of brute force being used to try to quell all of this. And
Say that this actually strengthens him. I don't know. I don't know Israeli politics, but I do know that just my gut tells me that if you live there and you know Netanyahu's track record and you think, okay, who do I want to defend me against all of these crazy rockets coming into the country? It's probably Netanyahu, but I don't know.
Well, and even Trump had said, you know, if you're in a war, it's not when you change. That's not the time to change your government. When you're in the middle of it.
Right.
Yeah. No. Well, maybe.
Well, that's why
I would hope
Roosevelt
that
got elected.
More sinister going on there. But,
that,
you know.
That's the reason that Roosevelt got reelected twice after the fact. He became the third. It was at a third term and part of a fourth term is because of that very thing. You don't want to change leadership in the middle of the war.
Right.
So that was the only reason that he stayed in there. All right, next up on this list, or at least I'm looking around here, I think the things that influence most of us, the economy, certainly number six, the unemployment or employment issues that come from people getting easy money from the government and now jobs are going wanting because, you know, you can go across the country, go to state after state after state. Many states are canceling or are getting in the way of government aid for folks so that people will go back to work because there's such a shortage. And then you couple that with the mass migration or immigration from people coming in here illegally and then wandering around trying to find jobs and actually finding jobs a little more easily than they might have otherwise. There's a sickness here. At least that's the way I read it. It's just sick. The number of what we're paying for people who don't have to work and ought to be working. If you're able-bodied, you shouldn't have any government assistance, period, end of story. But yet, yeah, look at it. It's all over the place. And so what are we – I think that, frankly, gets in the way of the economy growing the way these people think. You know, the economy is pretty hot right now. You can't find housing amounts to anything anywhere. There's shortage. It's just kind of a weird situation, a conundrum of things that have come together as a result of COVID. And then you go back to number seven, which is relationships with China and Russia. And what are we doing forcefully? This is my big question all the time. What are we doing forcefully to deal with China when it comes to all the people say, well, it's very intricate and you don't understand the how involved we are with them and we can't just pull the plug on all these things. Well, you know what? We were responsible. We, the United States and other countries that have money to spend buying cheap stuff, and so that's we've created a monster. And the monster understands us extraordinarily well, knows how to eat us
at lunchtime. Even when it comes to really un-American ideals like, oh, I don't know, genocide. We don't usually like that as Americans or forget that as the West. I thought it was really telling to see just how much there is a lack of, I don't know, maybe fear from the government standing up to China at this moment. This week, one of the stories, and it kind of went under the radar, I think, maybe unless, you know, a few outlets may have picked it up, but John Kerry gave testimony to Congress this week, and he's the acting, whatever they call him, the climate czar, or whatever he's doing about climate change. And so he was being asked about solar, and one of the big problems is that there is a desire for solar in this country. Obviously, progressives are pushing for more solar technology so that you can cut down on gasoline and energy and all that stuff. So the Uyghur Muslims that are being put into concentration camps are primarily the people who are building most of the solar. They are doing the mining that gets that starts this together. They put together the whole process. And so he was asked, and I don't even remember by who, can the administration guarantee that we are going to not support Uyghur Muslims being used as slave labor in the creation of solar panels? And he wouldn't answer. I mean, this has got to be the biggest. When we're dealing with China, this is an easy one because I don't think there's anyone who defends the fact that they're putting these Muslims into camps and work camps and many times doing test sterilization. I mean, all kinds of stuff. They end up dead or just like worked to death, essentially. And nobody's really
standing up. But the problem, though, that issue made headlines in the tech world this week as well. Because there are a lot of, you know, watchdog groups out there and doing complete, you know, end-to-end sourcing of different products and things, and they went after, you would be shocked at the number of companies that they went after. Apple, who has a very strong stance against using any products that, you know, that are anti-humanitarian and obviously anything that, you know, came from the Uyghur concentration camps and things like that. And it's become such a big thing that you can buy the end-on-end-on-end-on-end supply chain where you think you're doing your due diligence, and a lot of these companies have. And yet it's still you still find out that there was something there
China.
That, you know, from at one point or another in that supply chain, it touched on the Uyghurs.
Yeah,
I think that's probably why he didn't. I'm guessing that's probably why he didn't answer the question, because it has become, I mean, it was a big deal in tech, which this week. And so I'm assuming he probably knew that, because I don't even know how you can guarantee that. Apple has been saying for years.
Start making
that
them
they
here.
Guaranteed that.
Create American jobs. Start making them here.
But it's I understand that. And that is obviously the main goal. But part of the alloys that are mined are in China.
That's
part of the problem. That's a big part of the problem.
Well, we have alloys.
The ultimate sanction, however, is not supporting that kind of treatment of people, and I think that would be.
I would be 100%
really
behind that. Yeah. But.
Well, but there's another. When you talk about some of the things that are only available in China, excuse me, there are things that are only available in America. That we ought to put, especially when it comes to trading with the Chinese, put it on hold or say, you know, until you do this. But we don't do that.
Well, the problem, though,
really
is Trump did try to do that, though. And we went back and forth with soybeans and corn and all the stuff that China does buy from us. And then it just became, you know, the farmers lost out. It's not an easy, and I gave Trump credit for trying to do that. It's not an easy thing to, those are not easy
waters
to navigate.
We've dug ourselves a hole.
Yeah, for 50 years. It's 40 or 50 years.
It's going to be painful for Americans in the short term, and this is something I said when Trump was president. It's going to be painful, but we have to look at what's right, what is right, and what is ultimately going to be the end goal, because temporary comfort now for farmers may seem like the ultimate goal, but when we're all speaking Chinese in 25 years, is that really going to be the best place for us? Probably not.
So speaking of things that are good for us, I noticed that Chick-fil-A is a Countdown Extra had a problem this week with their sauce. There's a shortage. My God, can you imagine? How can the country continue?
Seriously,
without
though? Like, there are people throwing things at the radio
anarchy
right now.
Yeah.
Because you don't mess with Chick-fil-A in this country.
Yeah.
And those sauces are like gold. They're little pots of gold. So, yeah, I think there are going to be a lot of unhappy customers.
Mm-hmm. And one of the names that was on the people list last week was Elon Musk, because he was on SNL. One of the interesting side effects of on Monday and Tuesday, a lot of people were talking about him being on SNL and how good a performance it was. Apparently, the person in his life is a woman named Grimes. Is that right?
She's a singer, artist from Canada. Yeah,
right.
She's his baby mama, current baby mama.
So explain that, would you please?
It's his girlfriend, and they have a baby.
They have a baby. Is she younger than he is by a long shot?
Yeah. Okay.
10 or 11
years,
long maybe. Shot, yeah.
Really?
She's what,
anyway,
30, 31?
Yeah.
She had,
how old is he, 50? I
don't
know. Anyway,
he's in his 50s. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so she was hospitalized because she had a panic attack.
After SNL, yeah.
Right.
That was
what
wild.
Was that?
No one really knew. She played in one of the sketches, and she was funny, and she was there with him at the end, and he thanked her when, you know, everyone gets together. And they went to the after party where Lorne Michaels was there and Chris Rock and a whole bunch of famous people. And I guess something happened, and it just triggered a panic attack, and she ended up in the hospital.
Hmm. Kind of weird. Yeah. All right, so that's our version of the Countdown Extra. In a manner of speaking, as we continue, let's talk about the economy, number 6 this week. I want to add a few more comments to that after this. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a story list from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of May 10th to the 14th. Number 10, the situation in California with the politics of the governor being recalled and him trying to buy votes with this sudden surge in excess money. So we're going to give everybody $600. Right. Number 9, race relations, police reform, and the latest incident in San Diego of two policemen beating to a bloody pulp a vagrant who was on the street taking a urine break. Immigration policy and reform, number 8. Our relationship with China and Russia, number 7. The economy is number 6. The House Oversight Committee hearings, that's number 5. Number 4 is what's going on in Israel and the Middle East. The Colonial Pipeline hack is number 3. Liz Cheney and the GOP, number 2. And number 1, COVID. You might have expected that, right? That's it. That's the list from Talkers this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, The People List, as produced by Talkers Magazine. You find it at Talkers.com. You also find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. Number 10 still has Bill and Melinda Gates in our purview. Gavin Newsom, useless governor of California, is number 9. Bad Vlad and the premier of China at twins together at 8. Joe Manchin is 7. Dr. Fauci is 6. Elise Stefanik is number 5. Trump is 4. Kevin McCarthy is 3. Liz Cheney and the reality of what went on with her. I don't think you can count her out. She's not going away. And, well, she shouldn't, in my opinion. She's number 2 anyway. And number 1 on the list is the president of the United States, Joe Biden. You know, I think it's interesting. Very rarely does Kamala Harris come up on the people list, and I think maybe that indicates what she's all about. That's just my theory anyway. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, on the Talk Radio Countdown. All right, so the economy this week is number 6. I mentioned some of the things about jobs and the employment issues that come from giving people money for not doing anything. One of the most significant things that seems to be happening with the pandemic money is paying off credit card debt. Did you see this? How much the credit card debt has gone down since the beginning of the year? Very much, very significantly. And so the banks are trying to figure out what this paradigm is. And of course, their response to it is to charge more interest instead of 27%. How many of you got notice from either American Express or Citibank or whomever this week that your interest rate has gone from 26.7% or whatever it was up to 29.3%? And that's a direct result of people paying off their credit card and the banks making less money. I mean, if there's anything more outrageous than that, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, good God. And then people are using debit cards more than credit cards, which is probably a good thing, right? So that means people have got more money, whether it's the government, it's got to be the government money for the most part, right?
Or people who aren't making mortgage payments are using debit cards to buy groceries. So if you're not making a mortgage payment or if you're not paying your rent, whatever money you do have from unemployment or pandemic insurance or just the money that you would have paid your rent or mortgage with, you're using your debit card to buy groceries and supplies and things like that.
So the credit card balances in the last quarter shrunk by almost $50 billion.
There's also less to do. I mean, what do people put on credit cards? Vacations. Mm-hmm.
You can't go out to restaurants.
You're a little afraid to spend a lot of money because of this. So,
anyone who's anti-credit card and doesn't want to incur any debt, they just want to spend the money they know they have. Because I'm in that party where I only use debit
cards. That's a new American way. We always have spent what we didn't have. And when you get right down to it,
that's un-American of you.
That's what I've always done.
How dare you? Jay, what an outrage. All right, there it is, our thoughts on many of the things that are in the list, the story list from Talkers on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug here at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell.
Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
End of the week brings us a review of the top five items in the world of technology, which is part of...
All right, so we've got the top five stories in technology, in the world of tech from this week. And there were some heavy hitters mentioned. So at number five, Starbucks is weighing the option of quitting Facebook over hateful comments. And so they're reportedly weighing whether or not to leave Facebook completely and forever over a slew of hateful comments that they've gotten in response to posts on their platform. BuzzFeed obtained an internal Facebook discussion in which employees wrote that Starbucks may take down its Facebook page, which has more than 36 million followers, by the way, because the company is so frustrated by the negative comments they get when they post with regards to social issues or their mission and values at work, whether it's Black Lives Matter or LGBTQ or sustainability, climate change. They get overwhelmed by negative and insensitive hate speech. So Starbucks has struggled to moderate these responses, and their posts are now just, they're unable to disable their comments on the page, which makes it really hard to hide any of this negativity. So if Starbucks pulls their Facebook page, they're a $135 billion company. They'd be among the largest companies to ever leave Facebook, and Starbucks would be among the biggest, including SpaceX and Tesla, which Elon Musk removed from both of his companies from Facebook in 2018. So the companies have kept their Instagram accounts active, which is still owned by Facebook, but they never went back to the platform. So we'll see what happens with Starbucks.
All right, number four is a focus on Uber and Lyft and how they're going to help the COVID vaccine effort.
The Biden administration has reached agreements with Uber and Lyft to offer free rides to get a vaccination through July 4th. The free rides will start in the next 2 weeks. This is part of the administration's push to get at least one shot in 70% of U.S. adults by July 4th. A new feature in the app will allow users to select a vaccination site near them. They follow some directions, and they redeem their ride. All you have to do is tip your driver. And Lyft and Uber are not being paid by the federal government for these rides. This is really just a lot of good PR. But the Biden administration is sharing data on 80,000 vaccination sites, so you should really be able to find something very close to where you live. I know in the past that has been an obstacle for a lot of Americans because vaccination sites have been too far away, and if you're limited with your transportation, then that's been, you know, something holding people back. And hopefully between Uber and Lyft together, this won't be an issue anymore.
All right, number three is an approval of those home COVID tests.
Yeah, the CDC's latest travel update states that international air passengers traveling to and from the U.S. can now use a self-test, which is sometimes referred to as a home test. This makes life a lot easier. You don't need a prescription. You don't have to go anywhere. There's one that's being touted as probably the most comprehensive and easiest to use. It's called Binex Now. It's a COVID-19 home test. It's one of the few on the market with FDA emergency use authorization. Doesn't require you shipping a sample to a lab. You do it right at home on a telehealth video call. It only takes 10 minutes or so, and the results pop up on the reader, kind of like a pregnancy test. And it's $150 for a pack of 6 tests, so you can do the whole family. And it can be used for children as young as 2 when the sample is collected by an adult. Everything gets monitored by the healthcare professional on the other end of the call. And then once you prove that your results are negative, it automatically gets uploaded onto an app. And right now, United Airlines is using it. If you want to use a different test, there's one from Let's Get Checked, and American Airlines is using that one. And oddly, it's $109 if you buy it yourself, but if you buy it through American Airlines, it's $120. So
we're American Airlines.
Very
nothing special in the air. Okay, number 2, Attorneys General after Zuckerberg.
Yeah, more than 40 attorneys general are calling on Facebook to abandon their plans to make an Instagram for kids under the age of 13. That one sentence alone should be all you need to say to convince anyone that this is a terrible idea. Facebook says, well, you know, kids are already on the internet. This way parents will have more control. But on Instagram, you have to be 13 or over to use it, but they don't verify anything as it is. So it's kind of a mess. It's a terrible idea. I hope they don't move forward.
Number 1, the FBI after the Russians.
Yeah, the FBI confirmed this week that the ransomware gang accused of crippling the Colonial Pipeline is a Russian hacking group called DarkSide. We've heard about them before. This is the biggest takedown that they've ever had. And it turns out Colonial Pipeline paid the ransom of $5 million to get their system back online. But they ended up kind of using their own backups and really paid $5 million for nothing. So it was a big old waste of time and money, and now everyone has more expensive
gas. Not for the hackers.
On the East Coast. Yep.
Wasn't a bad day for the hackers. Okay, there they are. Top 5 tech stories of the week. Thanks, Victoria. Doug Stephan here at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You are cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-932-2942. 800-932-2942. 800-932-2942. That's 800-932.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. As Israel continues its airstrikes on Hamas targets in the Gaza and Hamas continues its missile attacks on Israel, UN Security Council diplomats and Muslim foreign ministers convened the emergency meeting Sunday to demand a stop to civilian bloodshed. President Biden's given no signs of pressuring any either side for an immediate ceasefire, and that despite more calls from some Democrats for the administration to step up mediation efforts. Meanwhile, all the mess in the Middle East, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is blasting the Biden administration for what he calls a policy of appeasement of Iran.
Those terror organizations know that they are about to be flush with cash. And so their efforts to undermine Middle East stability, the Abraham Accords, and Israel's security will continue. This policy of appeasement of Iran is destabilizing in the Middle East. And the fact that Democrats don't understand that, I find shocking.
Pompeo tells the Salem Radio Network the Biden administration's push for a renewed nuclear deal is fueling instability in the region. New CDC guidelines on masks enters its first full week Monday. On NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the science has evolved on COVID-19, and that's allowed the easing of the guidance for fully vaccinated people.
Right now, the data, the science shows us that it is safe for vaccinated people to take off their masks. I, as the CDC director, promised the American people I would convey that science to you when we knew it.
However, partially vaccinated or unvaccinated people should continue wearing masks, according to Walensky. The guidance also still calls for masks in crowded indoor settings like buses, airplanes, hospitals, prisons, as well as homeless shelters. Check out more news, read more analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Official figures show the British economy contracted by 1.5% in the first quarter of 2021.
It's a relatively modest contraction given that the country was in the midst of a strict lockdown to combat a second wave of the coronavirus. The Office for National Statistics also says the economy even managed to grow by 2.1% in March when the country began easing some of the restrictions. The overall first quarter figures provide further evidence that businesses and consumers have adapted to the constraints of lockdown by increasing their online activities.
Jeremy House reports in the second quarter of 2020, when the first lockdown was in place, the British economy contracted by a fifth. Boeing deliveries of new planes slumped in April as the company worked to fix an electrical grounding problem on some 737 MAX jetliners. Boeing says it delivered 17 planes in April, just four MAX jets. More at townhall.com. The offices of three Republican senators met with conservative religious groups late last month to ask for their help in crafting a bill similar to the controversial Equality Act.
Representatives from the Office of Senators Tom Tillis, Rob Portman, and Susan Collins met with a group including the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, Concerned Women for America, and the Family Research Council. The two-hour meeting included coming up with a guiding principle for a bill that would have discrimination protections while including guardrails to protect religious groups. The so-called Equality Act passed the House in February, offering special protections for LGBT groups that conservatives warned would impinge on religious rights. Patrick Foss reporting.
Several unions say the staff cuts railroads have made in recent years would jeopardize safety, but the major railroads say the new operating model they've adopted is simply helping them become more efficient and has not made railroads any riskier. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300
a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
For murder, a scheming con man in John Farrell's alias Nick Beal, and an alcoholic on a bender in his Oscar-winning turn in Billy Wilder's The Lost Weekend. But Milan certainly proved adept at humor as well, including starring in a couple of comedies with provocative titles, The Trouble with Women and Are Husbands Necessary? Then on 1950s television, he would be seen in the sitcom The Ray Milan Show, also known as Meet Mr. McNutley. It ran concurrently with the radio version. And here's an episode from that. Let's head back to the evening of April 15, 1954.
GE Radios and GE Television present the General Electric Comedy Theater, transcribed, starring Ray Milland in Meet Mr. McNutley, created by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosher, with Phyllis Avery and Gordon Jones. Well, it seems that lately things haven't been going too well for Lynn Haven College for Women. This afternoon, our friend Professor Raymond McNutley and several of his colleagues are arguing the problem in the office of Miss Bradley, dean of the school. According to Ray McNutley, the answer to the problem is very simple.
A publicity campaign, and that's all we need, Miss Bradley.
Could you be more specific, Mr. McNutley?
Why, certainly. We need more students, so we've got to attract the attention to our school. That means advertising, telling the public about us, ads in the magazines and newspapers.
Well, what do you all think, Professor Linnett?
I'm against it. I don't believe any good comes of blowing one's own horn.
Oh, really? What about Harry James?
We're a conservative school, Mr. McNutley. We have dignity. Do we want to open a magazine and see a photo of a shapely young girl in a caption that reads, "She's beautiful, she's intelligent, she got her bachelor at Lynn Haven"?
That's not bad, Professor. We might even have one that says, "Want a diploma? For that sheepskin you love to touch, try Lynn Haven."
Mr. McNutley, please.
My apologies, Miss Bradley, but to be serious for a moment, advertising can be dignified. It must be for Lynn Haven.
Hello?
Properly done, it can Just attract the sort of students we are looking for.
Professor McNutley.
Yes.
This for you, your wife.
Oh, excuse me. Peggy, I asked you not to call me here unless it was important.
But it is important, Ray. It's very important.
Very well, dear. What is it?
We don't have any food for the goldfish.
All right, dear. I'll fix it up on my way home. Goodbye. I'm sorry, Miss Bradley. And now, as I was going to say...
You don't have to, Mr. McNutley. You've convinced me.
I have?
Yes. We should try an advertising campaign. And I hereby appoint you a committee of one to work out the details.
Thank you, Miss Bradley. Thank you. I'll get on it at once. Peggy!
What kept you so long, dear?
Well, you asked me to stop and get some food for the goldfish.
Well, yes, I know, but... Ray, what in the world have you got there?
Just what it looks like. A birdcage.
But it's got a bird in it.
No.
Oh, now, Ray, stop teasing me. Where did you get that parakeet?
At the pet shop. I bought it.
Darling, you went into the pet shop to get 10 cents worth of fish food. Can't you ever go into a store without buying something?
But, Peggy, you don't understand. I couldn't pass up a real bargain. This bird was marked down 30%. I got it at a discount.
What's the matter? Is it a discontinued model?
No, of course not. The owner of the store just happens to like me. He practically gave me the bird.
He sure did.
Look, let me set the cage down on the table here, and I'll show you something. You see, he's a highly trained parakeet. Does all sorts of tricks.
Does he?
Absolutely. Now, the man at the store put his finger in the cage like this, you see? Then the bird hops onto it like that, you see? And then the bird swings round like... Ow!
I like that. I see. It's a nice trick.
Well, I Guess he's just a little upset. Has to get used to his new environment, you know.
Mm-hmm. What else does it do?
Talks.
It does? Really?
Sure. If you say go, it says go. And if you say hat, it says hat. If you whistle, it whistles. Here, I'll show you. Let me try again. Hat. Hat.
Go. Go.
Make the man give you a refund.
No. I'm not giving up, Peg. The man at the store gave me a book that tells you how to teach these birds to talk. Now, all it takes is a little time and patience.
Oh, darling, it really means something to you, doesn't it?
Well, I guess it does, Peg. You know, when I was a kid, I was willing to give my right arm for one of these birds. And now I've got one. It'll be a lot of fun, honey. You just wait and see.
Well, whatever you want, dear. By the way, is it a he or a she?
I forgot to ask.
Well, how will you know what to name it?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, we could call it Francis.
Francis?
Sure, boy or girl. That covers it. Okay, Polly. Here's your first lesson. Say, my name is Francis. My name is Francis.
Go ahead.
My name is Francis.
Ray. Ray, where are you?
Out on the back porch, dear.
Pete Thompson's here to see you.
Tell him to come out.
All right.
My name is Francis.
It is, huh? Well, good morning, Francis.
Good morning, Pete. Meet the newest addition to our family.
Uh-huh. Peg, tell me about him.
Hiya, Francis.
No, Pete. Don't say it like that.
Why not?
Well, we don't want to confuse him. You have to say the same thing each time to him so he'll learn it. Say, my name is Francis.
Ah, the heck I will. Pete, now what's the matter?
Please watch your language. You might pick up the wrong words, then you're in real trouble.
What's the rap for contributing to the delinquency of a parakeet?
Just forget it.
Suits me. Say, you phoned and said for me to come over. You had something to talk about, so let's get on with it.
Well, to begin with, Pete, you know the editor of the local paper?
Hiram Prescott? Sure, an old lodge brother. He'll do anything in the world for me.
Well, that's fine. You see, a little problem has come up at the college.
Don't give it a thought, Ray boy. Whatever happened, I won't print a word of it.
No, Pete. Look. It's just that the school wants to get a little dignified publicity. They've put me in charge of the project.
Oh, you mean you want a press agent?
Well, you might call it that, yes. Someone who can get some little items into the local and the big city papers.
Hello, Mr. McNutley. Mr. Thompson.
Oh, hello, Sidney.
What you got there in the wagon, son?
Oh, newspapers. My school's having a paper drive. Got any old papers, Mr. McNutley?
Oh, we might have. Why don't you go indoors and ask my wife?
Okay, thanks. Gee. That's a swell bird you got, Mr. McNutley. Does he talk?
Does he talk? I'll show you, Sidney. My name is Francis.
Go ahead.
Gee, you listen to that.
What else can he say?
Well, that's all he knows.
Pretty stupid, huh?
Now, that's not very nice, Pete. He's just a little backward. Maybe a case of arrested development. Sort of a slow study.
In other words, plain dumb. Ray, I gotta be going. You want a lift over at the campus?
Well, if you don't mind, I'm all ready.
Well, then let's go. My car's out front.
Goodbye, Mr. McNutley, Mr. Thompson.
So long, Sidney. Good luck with your paper drive.
Yeah, thanks.
Ray, about that publicity campaign of yours, I don't think Hiram Prescott is the man. He's a newspaper editor.
Well, maybe he could give you the name of a good press agent. How can we get a headline out of a woman's college?
Oh, that's a cinch, Ray boy. Now, all you gotta do is print the picture of one of your graduates. A good-looking one.
Then what?
Then right underneath you say, she's beautiful. She's intelligent. She got her bachelor at Lynn Haven. Peggy?
In the living room, dear.
Oh, boy, am I tired. My regular English class and then two faculty meetings and the... Peggy, what are you staring at?
Come over here and look at Francis.
What's the matter with him?
Come and look.
Don't tell me he said a new word.
He has performed a bigger feat than that. He just laid an egg.
Peggy.
There it is on the bottom of the cage.
Oh, boy.
Why, you little rascal. Francis, a father.
A mother.
When did it happen?
Oh, I'm not sure. You told me to let Francis spend the day out on the porch to get the sun, and, well, when I brought the cage in about a half an hour ago, there it was.
Well, well, well. What do you know about this?
No, I'm worried.
Why?
Well, she should be sitting on her egg.
Well, she's probably still in a state of shock.
I've been watching her for 15 minutes, and she hasn't gone near her egg. How's it going to hatch?
Francis, sit on your egg. Francis, sit on your egg.
Go hat!
You know, I read someplace that if you touch an egg, the bird will ignore it. Has anybody touched it?
I haven't, and Sidney was the only other person who came anywhere near the cage. The egg must have happened after he left, or he'd have told me about it. Oh, it's a shame. A baby parakeet would have been so cute.
Well, let's not give up so easily, Peg. I don't intend to stand by and let Francis commit eggicide. I'm taking over.
Now, Ray, you are not going to sit on any bird egg.
Look, Peggy, I know what I'm doing. In France, when a hen or a goose refuses to sit on her eggs, the peasants wrap the eggs in a woolen stocking, take it to the local blacksmith, and he hangs the stocking over his forge. The heat from the forge hatches the eggs. It's very simple.
Mm-hmm. Very. How many of our friends are blacksmiths?
Oh, now, Peggy.
Well, you got to have a forge.
We've got a kitchen range, haven't we? We'll just keep the oven running day and night.
Oh, Ray, this is getting ridiculous.
We haven't got any time to lose, Peg. You can get one of my woolen socks.
Yeah, well, the telephone...
I'll take care of that. Hello?
Ray, about that publicity you wanted for the school, I think I found a man to handle it for you.
Oh, that's fine, Pete. Who is he?
Pat Hatfield. He's in my office right now. Can you come down and meet him?
Well, I'd like to, Pete, but I can't right now. You see, Francis just laid an egg.
The little rascal won't sit on the egg herself, so I'm taking over for her.
Just a second, Ray. My ears seem to be acting up. Let me bang my head.
What's the matter, Pete?
He says he's busy hatching an egg. What was that, Ray?
I say, I'm hanging it in a stocking over the oven. Tell Mr. Hatfield I can't meet him tonight, but I'll appreciate anything he can do for Lynn Haven.
Okay, I will. Goodbye, Ray. How do you like that?
He can't make it?
You know why? Because his parakeet won't sit on her egg. So he's gonna hatch it for
her. You're kidding.
No. Ray's gonna hang the blame thing in a stocking over the oven.
That's it.
What is?
The angle for our first publicity story. Talk about human interest. Pete, old pal, McNutley and I are just about to put Lynn Haven College on page one. English teacher refuses to let spark of life go out. Raymond McNutley faces motherhood.
It's Fun with Mr. McNutley. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you run a small business, you know how important it is to be able to accept payments, both online and in person. And a Calgary-based company called Helsum is here to help. Nick Beek, founder and CEO of Helsum, explains.
At our core, Helsum is a payments company. So we allow small business owners to accept credit card and debit card payments, whether that's in person, online, or anything in between. Merchants simply sign up with our service, and then they can choose. So if today they need to accept payments in person, they can order a nice little card reader from us, and then they can do tap and chip and everything they need to do. Or if they want to simply punch in a credit card on their computer or even set up an online store and start accepting payments, they can do that as well.
And what's cool is Helsum is just one of many Calgary tech companies looking for you. Check out your potential dream job at livetechlovelife.com. That's livetechlovelife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 In the name of the great Neptune, ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with the one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts and responds to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep all night, every night. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep starts now with all Tempur-Pedic mattresses on sale and savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
And now, back to Ray Milland, starring in Meet Mr. McNugley on When Radio Was.
Well, it's another day now. In the faculty room of Lynn Haven College, Dean Bradley and her staff are grimly awaiting the arrival of one Raymond McNugley. And then finally, the door opens.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Will you please close the door behind you, Mr. McNugley?
Why, of course, Miss Bradley. I understand that this is some sort of an emergency meeting.
You may consider it so, Mr. McNugley.
And just what is the subject of the meeting?
You.
Me?
Have you read the morning newspaper?
Well, I glanced at a few of the headlines, but why, Miss Bradley?
This is the first page of the second section of the paper. I suggest that you read it to us.
Well, which item?
The one with the biggest headline.
Lynn Haven Professor Faces Motherhood. Ooh.
Go on.
Professor Raymond McNutley of Lynn Haven College appears to have assumed the role of a stepfather to a parakeet egg. Since the professor's pet bird has refused to nest her own eggs, Mr. McNutley has devised a secret method of his own to aid the workings of Mother Nature.
There's more, Mr. McNutley.
When questioned as to whether his project, which the professor refers to as Operation Cackle, will interfere with his teaching at Lynn Haven College, Mr. McNutley was quoted as saying, "School can wait. The egg comes first, and I hope it'll be a boy."
Possibly you have an explanation.
Miss Bradley, I want to assure you that I had nothing to do with this item getting into the paper.
You knew nothing about it?
Nothing, ma'am.
Well, in that case, we shall demand the newspaper retract the story in the afternoon's edition.
Well, I don't know, Miss Bradley. Let us not be hasty.
Mr. McNutley, are you or are you not hatching an egg?
I'm afraid I am.
Well, I've never heard of anything so fantastic in my life. This will make Lynnhaven the laughingstock of every college in the country. Professor McNutley, I must ask you to put a stop to this nonsense before it goes any further.
But, Miss Bradley...
You heard me. In plain English, get off that nest.
I'm sorry, but I will not.
What?
I regret this unfortunate publicity, Miss Bradley, but I cannot allow interference in my personal activities. My parakeet and its child are now a matter of principle.
Oh, that then. I must warn you that Dr. Peabody and our Board of Regents will look upon your defiance with extreme disapproval.
I appreciate that, Miss Bradley, but I repeat, this is my own private affair, and I do hope it's a boy.
Ray, are you going to spend the whole evening in the kitchen?
I'm just checking up on the egg. Look, don't you think we ought to lower this sock down a little nearer to the range?
Not unless you want the egg parboiled.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right. We'll never have the patter of tiny claws around the house if Junior's born sunny side up.
All right now, Ray. Come on in the living room and let's forget about Operation Cackle for a while. Now, who do you suppose that...
I'll find out.
Oh, I'm so glad I found you in, Mr. McNutley. I thought I should stop by and see how you are.
Well, I'm fine, Miss Bradley. Won't you come in?
Thank you. And Mrs. McNutley. Oh, so good to see you again.
Yes, isn't it?
I thought you might like to know, Mr. McNutley, that I just got a phone call from Dr. Peabody. He's delighted. Simply delighted.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Yes.
Delighted about what?
Well, it seems that the newswire service picked up your little story. They're treating it as a kindly, warm-hearted gesture in this cold and troubled world. It shows that our institution has a heart. Dr. Peabody said Weekly News Magazine called. They may send a man out to take your picture.
What?
Oh, pretty boy, pretty boy.
Oh, so there it is. So you're the little scallywag that started all this. Ah, go ahead! Oh, really? Well, good night, sir.
Good night, Miss Bradley.
Oh, Mr. McNutley.
Yes?
Do call on me if there's anything I can do to help during your confinement.
During my, Yes, thank you, Miss Bradley, yes.
Well, goodbye.
Ray, you don't really think they'll put your picture in the paper?
Of course not, dear. If they ask for my picture, I won't give it to them. I don't want to look silly.
All right, Professor, now in the next picture, put your arm around your wife, will you?
Smile, silly.
Got it, thanks. Professor, could you give us your opinion on the international situation as sort of a bird's eye view?
Young man, I decline to be quoted.
Well, I understand the mail's still pouring into the school, Professor. There's even a cable from a man in Australia.
Australia?
Yeah, he's there mailing to you an ostrich egg. The mother ostrich had trouble with it.
Hey, you Ray boy.
Oh, come on in, Pete.
No, I'm on my way home, but I brought you something here.
Hmm. Box of strawberries and a jar of pickles. That's an odd combination.
No, I understand it's the usual diet for a guy in your condition.
All right, Pete. All right. Say, will you get that, Peg?
Yes, dear.
That phone's been ringing all evening. Half the town seems to be holding its breath for our blessed event.
Well, that's what I want to see you about, Ray. The morning paper said it ought to happen around noon today.
Well, it hasn't yet.
But, Ray, it's been 10 days.
Well, don't look at me. I can't help it. According to my bird book, all the experts were here a little overdue.
Yeah, well, that's what's got Pat Hatfield worried.
What's he got to worry about? His publicity story went over big.
Well, sure, but now he wants to know if you're on the level.
Of course I'm on the level.
Okay, okay, don't get sore. I'll check with you later.
All right. Good night, Pete.
Ray.
Uh-huh. Who's that phone call from?
Miss Bradley. She's concerned.
Yeah.
And she says Dr. Peabody is concerned.
I think I'll go boost the temperature on that oven.
Oh, please, Ray. It's been over 80 in here for more than a week.
Oh, but Peggy,
I want to read you something. Listen a minute. Here's a paragraph from your bird book. The sex of the blue parakeet can be readily determined by examining the ridge of the beak. In the female, this ridge is usually dark in color.
Mm-hmm. Is that all?
Not quite. In the male, this ridge on the beak is light blue in color.
Light blue, huh?
Light blue. Just like our own Francis.
Peggy. Peggy, that's impossible. The book's crazy.
Well, read it yourself while I get the door.
Good evening, Miss McNutley.
Oh, hello, Sydney.
My father said I could come over and look at Francis if it was all right with you.
Of course it is, Sydney. Come in. Francis's cage is over there on the side table, Sydney.
Yeah. Hello, Francis. Hello, Francis.
Go.
I don't care what this book says. Francis has got to be a female. Did you ever know of a male that laid an egg?
Dear, let's not talk about present company.
Sydney! Sydney! What are you doing to that bird?
Nothing, Mr. McNutley.
Well, yes, you are, Sydney. What are you poking at, Francis?
I'm just giving her a jelly bean.
A jelly bean? Francis won't eat anything like that.
She ate the one I put in her cage last week.
I don't care what you... Sidley. Let me see that jelly bean.
Sure, here.
Why, Ray, it looks exactly like the one that you...
Yes, exactly. Oh. For 10 days, I've been the expectant father of a jelly bean. That's the whole story, Miss Bradley. It was all a horrible mistake.
Well, it's a shock, of course, Mr. McNutley, but a mistake that almost anybody might make.
Well, I'm so glad you understand, Miss Bradley. Next time, I won't count my parakeets until they hatch.
I hope not. And as for telling the truth to the newspapers, it may turn out to be a better human interest story than ever now.
Well, it may, but personally, I'm through forever with publicity campaigns. And if I ever see another egg...
I'm afraid you will, Professor. You see this box here on my desk?
Yes.
Remember the man who cabled from Australia that he was airmailing you an ostrich egg?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Well, what am I going to do with it?
Well, shall I tell you?
What ostrich omelet coming up?
Ray Milland will be back in just a moment. Tonight's show was adapted for radio by Leonard St. Clair from a television show by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosher and was directed by Joe Ryans. The Ray Milland Show is a review production. Each week at this hour, GE Radios and GE Television bring you transcribed the General Electric Comedy Theater starring Ray Milland in Meet Mr. McNutley. Here he is.
Thank you, Dell. Between now and Easter Sunday, why not see the grand GE Television sets we've been telling you about? There's no better Easter gift for the whole family and no better time to buy than now at your GE dealers. Good night.
In tonight's cast were Verna Felton, Scotty Singer, Harry Bartell, and Ray Erlenborg. And this is Del Sharbert speaking.
Meet Mr. McNutley from April 15, 1954. As you heard, the radio version ran concurrently with the TV show, which was also simply known as The Ray Milland Show. After the first season, the radio portion ended, but the television program continued. For reasons unknown, the character's surname would change, though, from McNutley to McNulty. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, another radio series that also found success on television. George Burns and Gracie Allen, right after this.
From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds.
Hear out-of-this-world episodes from series like X-1, Suspense, and 2000+, in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection of Great Radio Science Fiction. Great Radio Science Fiction is regularly priced at $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $19.99. That's half price and get free standard shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GREAT33.
Countdown for blast off.
Get your copy of Great Radio Science Fiction today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GREAT33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you Escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolfe, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
So how important is Wi-Fi? Well, there are 4.3 billion mobile internet users worldwide, with the average adult spending about 4 hours a day with a mobile internet connection. But mobile visitors are twice as likely to leave a web page that takes more than a few seconds to load. So if you're running a business, a fast and dependable Wi-Fi network is important to both your customers and your staff, which is why you should check out TP-Link's Omada SDN Business Wi-Fi. The SDN stands for Software Defined Networking, and it means Omada integrates all your access points and routers, and control of your network happens through a single and easy interface in the cloud, so you can manage your network from anywhere. Omada is fully scalable, meaning you can make your Wi-Fi network as big as you like. If it's time to make your business Wi-Fi network work for your customers and your staff, check out Omada SDN from TP-Link at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and More Comedy. Before the break, we heard Ray Milland in Meet Mr. McNutley, which aired on radio for a season and also spent 2 years on television. Whereas the show I'm playing right now spent nearly 2 decades on radio and 8 years on TV. In this example, I believe the female lead is absent. Let's find out by heading back to February 4th, 1941.
From New York, the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show with Beatrice Fairfax for Hormel and Spam.
George and Gracie.
You George Burns, who's fit to be tied because Spam's meat heart, Gracie, hasn't arrived yet.
Kyle, that's fine. We're on the air and no Gracie. Jimmy, have you seen her?
Oh, sure, sure. I've seen them both.
Both?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they've been together every night this week.
Together? Together with whom?
George, you know I'm the last one in the world to start any trouble.
I know, Jimmy.
But I was at the Ritz Cocktail Lounge, yeah. And right at the next booth...
Uh-huh.
You know the place where they have those curtains?
Yes.
Well, look, George, for all I know, it may be platonic.
Look, Jimmy, who was Gracie with?
Well, do me a favor, will you? Ask Artie Shaw.
All right, I will. Artie. Artie Shaw.
Senor Burns, he hasn't come in yet.
Artie hasn't come in either?
You smell a mice?
Wait a minute. Hey, Jimmy, it can't be that Artie Shaw and Gracie are... Are they together?
Well, George, I've only been with you for 4 weeks. I know from nothing. I'm staying with you the rest of the season.
Hmm. Well, I'll give that guy a piece of my mind when he gets here.
Fire him. Get rid of him. I know a musician who can play rings around that Shaw. And besides, I'll work cheaper.
Senor Lee, you want to lead the band?
Why not? What's Artie Shaw got that I haven't got? And don't answer that question.
How do you like that? Gracie and Shaw. Cocktail lounge. Boots with curtains. Both late for the show and we're on the air. I wonder where they can be now.
Cab driver.
Yes, miss?
Once more around the park. Oh, isn't it thrilling, Artie? You and I alone in a cab. Just think, we've been together for 34 weeks. And for 33 weeks, you never even looked at me and I never looked at you. And last week, you looked at me and I looked at you. And here we are looking at each other. Hello.
Hello.
Artie.
Yes, Gracie.
I'm holding your hand.
I'm holding yours, too.
Oh, I knew someone was holding it, but I didn't know it was you.
Well, it's me.
Artie.
Yes, Gracie.
Now that I'm holding your hand, do you know what I'm thinking of?
What?
Oh, I hate to tell you.
Come on and tell me.
Well, promise you won't look at me when I say this.
All right, I promise.
They're moving the aquarium up to the Bronx.
Now I'm worried about my musicians.
The poor fish. Oh, isn't the park beautiful? Look at those swans over there with those beautiful long necks. If I were a swan, I'd have a long neck, too. I love long necks. Driver, once more around the park.
You know, Gracie, this is wonderful, but we really must get back to the studio.
Oh, there's one thing I want to know, Artie.
What, Gracie?
Artie, I followed your career, and I know I'm not your first love, but there's one thing you've just got to tell me.
What's that?
Well, now that you've held us both in your arms, which one do you like better, me or your clarinet?
Gracie, you'll have to give me a little time on that one.
Artie, do you like home cooking?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, well, when I'm out working, you can be home cooking.
Look, Gracie, it's getting very late.
Oh, and just think how happy we'll be growing old together, the three of us.
The three of us?
Yes, you and I and Frenesy.
Well, Gracie, we'd better get back to the studio before the broadcast is over, and we'd better not walk in at the same time.
Well, I guess you're right. Driver!
Yes, ma'am?
Once more around the park.
Jimmy, try to understand this. The show is pretty near half over, and they're still not here. You said you saw Gracie in a booth at the Ritz.
But I didn't say she was with Artie.
But Artie was there, wasn't he?
But I didn't say he was with Gracie.
But you say that you peeked through the curtains?
Yeah. And what do you think they were doing?
What?
Well, eating spamwiches.
Eating spamwiches?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's that delicious pork shoulder with ham meat added.
How could you think of spam at a time like this?
I know from nothing. I'm staying with you the rest of the season.
Smoothies, will you do me a favor and do your number right now? I'll find those people. I'll call the Ritz Cocktail Bar.
That's Senor Burns, if I were you, I'd fire that Shaw. Why don't you give him 2 weeks' notice starting last month? I think I will. Some nerve, that Shaw. He's taking the wrong altitude.
Altitude?
Si, senor.
Attitude. Altitude means high.
At the cocktail bar, he's drinking milk?
Well, I'll find him. Moving, just had your number. Operator, get me the Ritz-Carlton, please.
Burns and Allen will return right after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more, right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, we have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. During Prohibition and in the 1920s, Costella was the place to go in the Upper Sacramento River Canyon. People flocked there because it was a beautiful, out-of-the-way place where alcohol flowed like water. Illegal stills had popped up throughout Shasta County, especially in the canyon area, with Costella becoming the center for the illegal stills. For the next 10 years, and almost every creek, spring, and water ditch became a home to a still. When Prohibition ended in 1933, things at Costella quieted down. Gone are the days of the all-night parties and all-night drinking. Also gone are all of the businesses in the old town site. Today, it is a quiet and sleepy little community. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Down 57th Street. I was at Milgram's.
Yeah, that's where I was. I was at Milgram's.
Milgram.
George, that's a beautiful shop. You must buy your clothes there. They've got the most beautiful dresses.
You were, at Milgram's.
Yes, their dresses are simply
it's
beautiful.
It's now 7:30, and Milgram's closes at 6 o'clock.
It does?
Hmm.
Oh. Then I must have been locked in. That's where I was. I was locked in.
You were locked in?
Yes.
Well, if you were locked in, how did you get out?
Yeah, how did I get out?
Yes.
I must have gotten out.
Oh, sure.
Because I'm here.
Mm.
If I wasn't here, I'd be locked in.
Mm.
And I'm not locked in, so I must have gotten out.
You must have gotten out, yeah.
I rang the burglar alarm. That's what I did. I rang the burglar alarm.
You rang the burglar alarm?
Yeah, and the burglar came down and left me out.
The burglar alarm! A burglar let you out, huh?
You don't believe it, huh?
No.
Didn't sound good to me either. Would you believe it if I said Burgdorf Goodman?
No.
Macy's Basement?
Gracie, I want the truth.
Oh. Well, as long as you're going to be stubborn about it, I was with a sick friend.
With a sick friend?
Yeah, and if you don't believe this one, I've only got one more.
What's the name of the sick friend?
Well, I don't know. He was too sick to tell me. He had pneumonia.
Had pneumonia?
Double pneumonia.
Double pneumonia?
Oh, it wasn't exactly double pneumonia. It was a sort of a single pneumonia.
Single pneumonia.
More like a three-quarter pneumonia.
Three-quarters pneumonia.
Had a cold.
Yeah, had a cold.
It wasn't exactly a cold. He sneezed.
Sneezed, yes.
Just sneezed once.
Sneezed once.
So he sneezed just once.
Just once he sneezed,
matter of fact, he was never even sick.
Huh?
The healthiest man in the world. He's strong as a bull.
Strong as a bull?
He died, you know.
He died?
Yeah, from double pneumonia. Well, it wasn't exactly double pneumonia.
Oh, quiet,
like
quiet. I'm asking you for the last time, and I'm running out of patience.
Well, that's good, because I'm running out of excuses. Well, what really happened was, I was waiting for the 6th Avenue elevator, and I knew that
just
I had to go to the broadcast. And then...
You were waiting for the 6th Avenue elevator?
Yes, I knew I had to go to the broadcast.
6th Avenue elevator?
Yes, yes.
That's been down for 2 years.
Well, that delayed me a little.
I happen to know where you are because somebody saw you. Hey, Jimmy.
I know from nothing. I'm staying with you the rest of the season.
Fine. Come here, Gracie. I want to see you alone.
Alone?
Yes, alone.
Just you and me?
Just you and me.
Well, I know the cutest spot, the Ritz Cocktail Lounge. It's got a little...
The Ritz
little
Cocktail Lounge,
the
Jim. I see what you mean.
And it's got a small silver...
And now Artie Shaw's orchestra, without Artie Shaw and without his clarinet, will play Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child.
Wait a minute. Hey, stop the music. What was that? Hey, that clarinet. Oh, so you sneaked in, huh? Come here, Shaw.
Yes, Mr. Burns.
You can stop with that yes, Mr. Burns stuff. Do you happen to know that we've been on the air for 20 minutes?
Yeah, I heard it, George, and it was really a killer. You were never funnier in your life. Okay, fellas, here we go.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute with
wait.
That one, too.
Why, Artie Shaw, I'm ashamed of you. Well, the only thing that could make anyone this late to a broadcast would be a cyclone or a tornado, or else you met a very beautiful girl. Hello.
Hello.
Quiet. Artie, where have you been?
Well, I sat up with a sick friend.
A sick friend.
Artie, that won't work, and the one about Milgram is dead, too.
Artie, it might surprise you to know that this program can go on without you. And it's possible for somebody in this great big city to take your place, you know.
Muchas gracias, Senor Burns. All right, boys. A one, a two, and Shaw, turn the pages.
Yes.
The first half of Burns and Allen from February 4th, 1941. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. Famed band leader Artie Shaw worked on that series for that one season, following Ray Noble and preceding Paul Whiteman. Well, by some estimates, Artie Shaw was making an incredible amount of money at that time. I'll detail that and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory.
MusicRewind.com offers you 75 number one country hits, an essential collection of your favorite classic country songs on three CDs for only
$19.98.
Order 75 number one country hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Act now and get a special rate on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code SPECIAL33. Hurry, call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember, promo code SPECIAL33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment, don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ErgoLift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about musician and band leader Artie Shaw's earnings. According to one estimate, at the time he was appearing on Burns and Allen, the 30-year-old Shaw reportedly was earning $60,000 per week. By comparison, George and Gracie were making $5,000 per week, and I believe they split that. I'm Greg Bell, and remember to please visit us over at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
Chad Benson Show,
The Dana Show,
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.